Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The phrase, thanks be to God, permeates Israeli social media accounts on this historic day, a day that has seen the release of all 20 living hostages captured by Hamas more than 2 years ago. The bodies of 28 deceased hostages are also to be released. Correspondent Andrew Stewart says that President Trump, who brokered the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release, is in Israel to address the country's parliament.
This marks the key exchange of the breakthrough ceasefire after 2 years of war. Palestinians await the release of hundreds of prisoners held by Israel. President Trump is traveling to the region, along with other leaders, to mark the U.S. proposed deal after 2 years of conflict. Meanwhile, a surge of humanitarian aid is expected in famine-stricken Gaza.
The hostages, very thin and fragile but able to walk, are being reunited with their loved ones before they're hospitalized for treatment, and then it's the long road to recovery. As Russia steps up missile and drone attacks on Ukraine, President Trump is considering supplying Ukraine with U.S. long-range Tomahawk missiles. Mr. Trump spoke by phone yesterday with his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, heard here through a BBC translator.
We see and hear that Russia is afraid that Americans may give us Tomahawks, which is a signal that such pressure may work for peace. We agreed with President Trump that our military teams would handle everything we discussed. This also includes energy and gas issues. We are counting on results.
The federal government shutdown, day 13. And as of now, no end in sight. Parts of the mid-Atlantic and northeast being slammed by a nor'easter, bringing torrential rains and high winds. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher, the Dow futures up 446 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 453. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Think about this. Everything precious in the Christian faith came straight through Israel. The promises God made to Abraham, the covenants he established, the law that shows us his character, the prophets who spoke his words, the gospel that transformed the world, all of it, every bit of it, came through Israel. In standing with Israel, we celebrate our shared roots and the enduring legacy of God's work through his chosen people. As Christians, we owe an immense debt of gratitude to the Jewish people for their role in preserving and passing down these sacred truths. Through their faithfulness, often in the face of great adversity, they've been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of God to the world. When I support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, I'm not just helping people in need. I'm honoring those who gave our spiritual foundation. I'm saying thank you to the people who preserved God's word for all of us. Discover the top reasons why Christians all over the world support Israel by visiting ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Good start this morning through the area. It is Columbus Day, so we should be a little bit lighter throughout the area. Nothing early on the Beltway. No big projects overnight as far as any construction. So right now we're clear. Both the tunnels are running okay with the lanes open, 95 and 895. There was a report about 10 minutes ago of a broken down vehicle on the Tidings Bridge southbound on 95. I've been looking for it. I don't see any backups there, but you might have a trooper in that area on the bridge southbound coming down from the Cecil County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with on and off showers, highs in the upper 50s, and gusty winds. Winds gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Some on and off showers will continue tonight, too, as lows fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Reiter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore murder suspect has been arrested in Charlotte, North Carolina. Charles Boatwright was taken into custody Saturday in connection with the July 13th murder of Randolph Smith in the 3900 block of Frederick Avenue. Boatwright was being held in the Mecklenburg County Jail since July, awaiting extradition to Maryland, but was released on a legal technicality last Wednesday. He was arrested a few days later. Parkville High School Principal Maureen Astorita says everyone okay after staffers reported a student with an unloaded handgun on Friday. The school was under lockdown for 15 minutes. During that time, the student ran off campus but was later arrested by the school resource officer. Officials say a discarded magazine was found and that teen will be charged as an adult. Baltimore City data reveals homicides are down 30% and shootings dropped 21% compared to this time last year. LifeBridge Health says gun-related injury admissions have declined 52% and credits its violence intervention program. Officials say they're looking into handing out gun locks at bedside. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, turns out, no one cries for you when you're 1-5 in the NFL, including the L.A. Rams.
Experienced linebackers, they're always looking for that ball.
Severus Higbee wide open, makes the catch, walks in, touchdown Rams.
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady had the call on Fox. Tyler Higbee's touchdown in the third was the second Rams score in a span of 132 that put the game out of reach for a sagging Ravens offense as Baltimore loses their fourth in a row, 17-3, to the Rams. The Ravens' 1-5 start matches the worst in team history for a setback in 2015. Post-game reaction first from a weary John Harbaugh.
Obviously, getting a little tired of getting up here and having this conversation, but we had our opportunities. We created our opportunities, and we put ourselves in position where we could have won that football game. Probably, you could say, in some ways, we should have won it.
Later, Derrick Henry asked about the meager output by the Ravens' offense.
It just wasn't good today. You know, our defense did a hell of a job. They played their butts off, so, you know, I want to give them a lot of credit, but, you know, as far as offense, we definitely got to be better.
The Ravens now have scored 13 points in two games without Lamar, outscored 61-13. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Steelers, behind two touchdown passes from Aaron Rodgers, moved to 4-1 with a 23-9 win over the Browns, and the Packers, behind two rushing scores from Josh Jacobs, upend the Bengals in Joe Flacco's debut, 27-18. Coming up in 30 minutes, the ALCS gets underway, and a $49 million buyout in college football. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Monday, October 13th, 2025. Happy Columbus Day. And, of course, you can join us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. An historic day. It is unfolding in the Middle East. Coming up in this hour, a man suing that bouncer for the viral chokehold in Federal Hill. We've got the details on that. Day 13 of the Schumer shutdown, and it doesn't look like it's going to end until after this weekend, if at all. But our top story here today is an historic, unprecedented Gaza peace deal. I can report now that all living Israeli hostages have been freed. Again, all living. Now, President Trump is about ready to speak to the Israeli Knesset. We're trying to get a hookup here, see if we can join that in progress when he begins to speak. Right now, he is not speaking as of yet, but this is an historic day in that, of course, Hamas began releasing hostages overnight. The first 7 were released, and then the additional 13. That, in turn, will now mean 1,900 Palestinian prisoners, of which 250 of the most hardened Hamas terrorists will also be released back. They'll be at large. But the important part now, this is phase one of the Gaza peace deal. And it is an important one. Get all these hostages out. Now, some of the hostages who have expired, it might be difficult finding their remains, returning their remains. So that obviously is, we've got to stay tuned and see what, if anything, can be done there. But the important part now is, because Hamas was running around yesterday executing their tribal factions and their enemies within their own community. They want complete control over Gaza. That's not going to be allowed to happen, according to the 20-point peace plan. This is was probably, I hate to say it, the easiest part of this plan, but it is certainly the easiest part. Now, of course, the hard, heavy lifting begins. Stuff like who's going to police the Gaza Strip, and who is going to make sure Hamas does not exert control over the Gaza Strip. Again, the Board of Peace, which President Trump is going to be on, they're going to start to have to rebuild and remonitor and make sure, you know, there's just a long way to go here. But this is the first step, and sometimes the first step is the most important step. Yesterday, while on Air Force One on his way to Israel, actually earlier this morning, President Trump proclaimed the war over.
The war is over. The war is over. Okay, do you understand that?
The war is over, and he says, look, it appears that everybody, except for the left in Israel, is happy with this.
Everybody is happy, whether it's Jewish or Muslim or the Arab countries. Every country is dancing in the streets, and it's a point in time I don't think you'd ever see it again.
And the big question now is, because Gaza has been reduced to rubble. Most of it has been bombed and strafed, and it looks like it's, you know, it is. It's war-torn, and it is going to take some a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort to rebuild it.
I think you're going to have tremendous success, and Gaza is going to be rebuilt. And you have some very wealthy countries, as you know, over there, and it would take a small fraction of their wealth to do that. But and I think they want to do it.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to because they've got nowhere else to go. Because, frankly, the rest of Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, nobody else wants the Palestinians. So that in of itself is a problem. 6:13, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck Body Whitaker.
Looking live at the Bay Bridge right on the east end here. 3 lanes westbound to eastbound right now. Through Sandy Point, Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, all the lanes are open. Now, later on, depending on what Columbus Day does to the traffic, we may see the backing there at I-97 at Route 32. But right now, we're doing fine. Towards the Capitol Beltway, no issues. Both the Parkway, 95, Route 29, all the lanes are open. We're good to go. Last check, the lane's clear and not much of a problem, not much of a buildup, at least so far, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday are going to be cloudy with rain on and off throughout the day today. This is, of course, remnants of the nor'easter moving through the area and the mid-Atlantic region all day today. Evening, strong winds, and we'll have a high in the upper 50s. That's it. Tomorrow, dry, breezy, mostly cloudy. Temps back up into the 70s. We just got to get through today and tonight. That is the Worst part at this point.
Coastal Highway has some flooding.
All right, down Ocean That's City already has got some flooding. Cloudy and 56 in Columbia. It is 59 and windy in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you here today, and that is a massive military parade was held in North Korea over the weekend. Kim Jong-un rolled out a giant new ICBM. South Koreans are calling it missile envy. These short guys sometimes. President Trump announced massive layoffs of federal employees as a result of the government shutdown, the Schumer shutdown. He said the people being laid off will be Democrat-oriented. It gives me a whole new idea for a movie, The Purge, Trump's retribution. Did you see the video of Katy Perry kissing former Canadian yes. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau?
I think that was staged a little bit.
A little bit. Question is, she kissed a girl, and she liked it.
Yeah.
I think. We're not quite sure. Yeah. There. Melania Trump said that Vladimir Putin wants to negotiate directly with her regarding the return to children in Ukraine. Apparently on Friday we learned that 8 Ukrainian children have been returned to Ukraine. They were being held in Russia. Apparently Putin said they were too young to draft. So he sent them back. People are using ChatGPT to plan vacations, but there's a glitch. The AI is planning trips to places that do not exist.
Wow.
Yeah. We put your name in for a trip, and it took you to the Great Wall of Chile. So
nice.
That's...
Nice. Not the Fountains of the Golden Corral.
No, not the Fountains of the Golden Corral. That might be next. The next big tour. A couple of deaths over the weekend. Actress Diane Keaton passed away. Here's a little excerpt of her in the Woody Allen movie, Annie Hall.
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you. Oh, God, what a dumb thing to say, right? I mean, you say it, you play well, and then right away I have to say you play well. Oh, God, Annie. Well... Oh, well.
She's also in As Good As It Gets, and again, she had a long, storied career.
Godfather.
Yeah, remember, she was, wasn't she Michael's?
Yeah, she was his wife.
Wife, right, in The Godfather. It was one of her best roles. Yeah, she was really good in that. And the bassist and singer to the Moody Blues, John Lodge, passed away over the weekend.
Isn't life strange? A turn of the page.
Yeah, going to be losing a lot of these guys now in the coming days, with months and years. You know, the those 60s groups, you get the Beatles. You just have Paul McCartney and Ringo left, and the Stones, obviously.
To get them to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they really did, because they deserved it. They were they were one of the first that really combined the symphonic sound along with you know, in later albums. Of course, the Beatles did it a little bit, then Abbey Road and some of the other,
the Red Rocks.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah, it was really good. I saw him live at Columbia, Meriwether Post Pavilion years ago, back in the 80s, in the late 80s, and they were just wonderful.
I've seen him once in Salisbury with Lane Jernigan when he worked over there at AHI, and then seen him twice down here.
Yeah, very, really always put on a great show. And so John Lodge is gone. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:18, 18 minutes after the hour. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Over the weekend, there was a rally held as news had now trickled out that the hostages were about to be released, late last night, early this morning. And Steve Witkoff and the Trump team. Steve Witkoff, of course, his ambassador, his peace envoy, Jared Kushner, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and others. What a great negotiation team. But listen to Witkoff as he was thanking people, and right there regarding the upcoming release of the hostages. And he mentioned the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister got booed pretty badly.
To Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay.
And the reason why, because obviously there's some the leftist opposition in Israel doesn't like Bibi Netanyahu. The other reason why, you know, this is 2 years into this war, and it now, of course, a lot of people criticize Bibi the way he conducted or waged the war over 2 years. They felt it should have been over much sooner. Those hostages should have been out much sooner as well. And now it takes an American president. And let's face it, there are a lot of American presidents that would not have been able to do it. I take a look at Biden and Obama, although they're trying to take credit for it. We'll have more on that coming up here in just a second. But listen how President Trump was greeted by the crowd.
And to President Donald J. Trump.
You look at it, and you can see the president was very well received. Even people like Hillary Clinton, of all people, John Fetterman, other prominent Democrats applauding. You wonder how genuine they are in that recognition, but they are at least giving Trump credit for cutting this deal. More on the deal and where it goes from here in just a second at 6:20. Rescue Natural Supplements, when we remind you that if you are struggling with fatigue and if you find out that you're crashing at the office and you're reaching for another cup of coffee or that some kind of energy drink, which obviously is not healthy for you because all it does is stimulate your sympathetic nerve system, and then you crash, hours later, and you're up and you're down, you're up and you're down. It's like a roller coaster your body goes through. The sustainable energy that you're looking for is through Rescue Orasine. Just two pills a day, two capsules a day of Orasine with no side effects. It's all natural with its ingredients of largely magnesium. And what the combination of the ingredients do is that they're fuel for your body at the cellular level, so you get to fire your cells, repair your cells, maintain your cells, so you get that sustainable energy all day long. Right now you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, and you can order at 1-800-26-ALIVE or online at res-q.com.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that tastes just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, it's time for traffic, weather on the threes. Update Monday morning rush hour. Once again, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, we're looking at the Beltway right here at Liberty Road. All is well. A couple flashing lights on the inner loop just above the ramp at Liberty Road. That might be a wrecker helping somebody on the right side. So it's not a big issue, but you'll see the lights as you're crossing Liberty Road and eventually heading up towards 795. Parkville side of the Beltway is good. All the interstates feeding the Beltway from the north and east and from the south and west. All those major roadways are open. Very quiet on the JFX between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, rain on and off throughout the day and evening, strong winds and a high in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, dry, breezy, mostly cloudy, but warm it up. Temps back up in the 70s, and right now we're cloudy, 56 in Ellicott City, 56 in Reisterstown. While on Air Force One en route to Israel, President Trump was asked a question by Fox News Channel White House correspondent Peter Ducey about former Secretary of State Anthony Blinken giving the Biden regime credit for this Gaza peace deal.
Blinken says it's good that President Trump adopted and built on the plan that the Biden administration developed. What do you think about that?
Everybody knows that's a joke. Look, they did such a bad job. This should have never happened. This wouldn't have even happened. That was weak leadership. Terrible. And the same thing with Russia, Russia-Ukraine. If a decent president, not a great president like me, not a great president, if a decent president was in, you wouldn't have had the Russia-Ukraine. And this is, I would say, even more so. This was bad policy by Biden and by Obama.
He's absolutely right. Bad policy by Biden and Obama. But let's be honest here. I think President Trump, because of his negotiation style, because of the art of the deal, because he laid the groundwork with the Abraham Accords, he's the only American president that could have pulled this off. And look, there's a long way to go here. Because I said there are a lot of questions here, but right now this is the first step. In fact, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu is addressing the Knesset as we speak. We'll try to see if we can join President Trump when he starts speaking shortly. But a lot of questions here. Now that all the living hostages are released, thank God. And, of course, the questions are who now is going to exert control over the Gaza Strip? Hamas has to be completely dismantled. They have to be disarmed, and they have to be scattered to the winds of the four corners of the earth. Because if not, if they're left to reconstitute, there's going to be problems. And Trump knows that. And I think everybody else knows that as well. The big question is, who's going to pay for the rebuild of Gaza? I don't think any American tax dollars should go into that whatsoever. Not 1 cent. And I think because they put up with this for so long, Qatar, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, all of these oil-rich Arab nations should step in and help their Arab and Muslim brethren and rebuild the Gaza area. Israel should not be doing it. We should not be doing it. They didn't want any of the Palestinians in their own country. And hopefully President Trump will be able to craft that part of it as well. But we'll keep a close eye on that because this is only phase one of this peace plan. Phase two and phase three really is going to be difficult, especially when you're trying to make Hamas disarm themselves and get them out of control. And then there's the Board of Peace, whatever he's going to call it, the Peace Council. President Trump's going to be on that. Already Germany has begun to say, oh, yeah, we want to come in and we'll help rebuild. And France, with that worm Macron and the other lib over in UK, Keith Starmer, they all want to say in what's happening in Gaza. And that's usually a bad recipe when you've got these globalists. You know, you get the globalists involved here. So let the Arab world rebuild Gaza and let them coexist. There's that bumper sticker peacefully with their Israeli neighbors, maybe for once. And maybe this will be a lasting peace if we can make sure that that happens. Let's take a phone call here from Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I wish everyone a meeting for Columbus Day holiday today. Thank you. This is a great day for everyone, particularly in the Jewish community worldwide, on this, seeing our hostages come home and all in one piece and so forth. My question is, I know you don't want to fund the rebuilding of this Gaza area and all that. We don't. But my question is, should we still have some sort of American supervision there to make certain that what they're building is they're not going to build any military capability to strike against Israel or anybody else? That's what we should have.
Yeah, 100%.
We don't want our taxpayers' money.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. There will be American supervision. There will be American monitors, not soldiers, not boots on the ground. Though we do have a contingent of forces in Israel that's stationed in Israel, but they're not going to be in Gaza. There was a false report that came out over the weekend. Two false reports. One was that we had 200 soldiers that were going to be stationed in Gaza. That is fake news. And the other was Qatar was going to have an Air Force base or fighter aircraft and their own Air Force base in the United States. That's also fake news. So, again, there's a lot of fake news out there on the I don't know about you. Has anybody else noticed? And, Mark, thanks for the call. My X feed was filled with lefties. filled with lefties and a lot of fake viral videos regarding ICE and so on and so forth over the weekend. Just saying. All right, we're still watching to see when President Trump will address the Knesset. Imagine if you lost the ability to hear someone say I love you, or maybe hear a compliment, or your favorite radio show for that matter, just hearing the nature of the birds singing and your favorite song, conversations with friends. And losing your hearing does take a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. It's kind of suffering. If you, it sounds familiar to you, then no matter what your age, I would recommend highly you call Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Sergeev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And I know they helped my wife out when she was having a bout of tinnitus. They're a trusted name in Maryland for over 40 years, offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. We visited the Timonium office. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Time for your latest news headlines. In for Maggie Hunter is Julie Ryder.
Good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating a weekend shooting that injured three people during a party in Dundalk. Police were called to the 8000 block of Gough Street shortly after midnight Sunday, where they found one 16-year-old with gunshot wounds and a second 16-year-old with a laceration to his upper body. Both teens were taken to hospitals. A 20-year-old man turned up to a hospital with a gunshot wound a short time later. Police determined it was connected to the earlier incident. An investigation is underway following the death of a U.S. Naval Academy midshipman. The body of 20-year-old midshipman second class Kyle James of Whippany, New Jersey, was found near the Annapolis campus Friday, one day after he'd been reported missing. An autopsy will determine cause and manner of death. The Naval Academy is offering its deepest condolences to James's family, friends, classmates, and company mates during the extremely difficult time. Baltimore County officials say heavy vehicle and truck traffic volume are wrecking local roads from detours off the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The bridge collapsed over a year ago after a cargo ship crashed into a pillar, triggering it to fall. Officials say segments of Wise and Dundalk Avenues and other roads are in fair to poor conditions. Acting State Transportation Secretary Samantha Biddle says they're possibly looking to the FHA for emergency relief money. And the Waterfront Partnership released its annual water quality report on Baltimore's Inner Harbor, giving the ecosystem an overall grade of C. Dissolved oxygen levels earned an A for the first time, signaling major progress in water health. The report finds wildlife is returning, but algae blooms remain a threat, with chlorophyll levels dropping to a D grade. Coming up next, we'll have a look at traffic, plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Will we survive another racist holiday today? Most of America still celebrates Columbus Day, but there are some among us who want to change this day of remembrance to Indigenous Peoples Day. Their claim, of course, is that Columbus was racially motivated to wipe out the people who landed on this side of the Atlantic before he did. Of course, there are no true Native Americans. Everyone came here from somewhere, many across the Bering Straits, from Russia and Asia. But that's another topic for another day. Columbus saw his mission to the Americas as an opportunity to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who had never heard it before. He saw his voyage as fulfilling Christ's great commission to take the gospel message of salvation into all the world. I have 22 pages of quotations and letters written by Columbus stating just that. The evidence is overwhelming for anyone to see, if they want to see it. Of course, that's not part of the left's agenda. That's why we keep you informed. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 935, the pick 4, 7753. Now it's traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of an accident in Prince George's County on the BW Parkway northbound at Route 202. It doesn't appear from the data that it's a big problem, but the report says the left-hand lane is blocked. That's for the traffic inside the Capitol Beltway and coming up from that area on the northbound side. 695, all in good shape this morning. Bay Bridge is still clear. Might be a little gusty on the main span, so the high-profile vehicles, take it easy there. And yes, there is a wind warning posted there for the high-profile vehicles. And again, there is some coastal flooding around the Maryland-Delaware line on Coastal Highway. So if you're over on the eastern
Western Shore. Definitely a heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with on and off showers, highs in the upper 50s, and gusty winds. Winds gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Some on and off showers will continue tonight, too, as lows fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. All it takes is one play in the NFL to turn a game your way. And that play happened with 12 seconds to go yesterday in the first half. Kevin Burkhardt had the call on Fox, and you can feel the air go right out of the stadium as that goal line stand propelled the Rams into the second half and a 17-3 win over the helpless Ravens. Two unsuccessful tush pushes with Mark Andrews preceded Henry's run, and after the game, head coach John Harbaugh was asked about the wisdom in the play calling.
I think all of us would agree, every single player and coach would agree that we should be pushing that in there. It should get pushed in on the first one, and if not the first one, it should get pushed in on the second one.
All-Pro center Tyler Linderbaum was asked why the sequence didn't work in the first place.
Just didn't get a yard. They wanted it more than us. When it comes down to who wants it more.
The Ravens rushed for 179 yards in the game, but couldn't get those four that could have changed the game. Sunday night football last night between the Lions and the Chiefs was marred last night by a post-game altercation initiated by Lions safety Brian Branch. Branch smacking KC receiver Juju Smith-Schuster in the helmet and then snubbed a handshake from Patrick Mahomes. A brawl ensued, and Lions head coach Dan Campbell addressed it afterward.
It's not what we do. It's not what we're about. I apologize to Coach Reed and the Chiefs and Schuster. That's not okay.
Campbell, of course, a 30-17 loser Detroit was to the Chiefs last night. ALCS got underway in Toronto. Jays and Mariners crowd booed the U.S. National Anthem, as usual. And then in the sixth, Cal Raleigh came to the plate for Seattle. Joe Davis with the call on Fox number 62 for the big dumper, including playoffs. That one off Kevin Gausman, the former Oriole. And the Mariners would rally for a 3-1 Game 1 win, Seattle's first ALCS win in 24 years. College football, a shocking development in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. 12-year head coach James Franklin is out, replaced on an interim basis by associate head coach Terry Smith, who will serve as interim for the remainder of the year. Franklin concludes his tenure with a $49 million buyout in University Park. Wow. Tied for the second winningest coach in the history of Penn State football, but unable to win the big game. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the natives are beyond restless.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I don't know how many years the $49 million is going to get paid over, but that is a pretty nice haul.
I think it's six, isn't it?
Is it six?
Is it 6 years? Somebody already did the math on it, so he's getting like $20,000 a day.
But to not coach.
To not coach.
Wow. Penn State didn't want him that bad.
I'd have made them at least suffer through the whole season.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But you know what? They've lost three straight in a row after actually promising
start.
Start.
With a top-notch quarterback. Yeah, and right. So, yeah, he just couldn't do it.
The quarterback got hurt, and he's out of eligibility now.
Yeah, so. Now. Right. Yeah. And then as far as the Ravens are concerned, man, I don't know if you were at the game yesterday or not, but, I mean, first of all, it was half-filled in the first place.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, they announced 70,000 because that's what tickets sold. There were probably 40,000 there.
Yeah, the nor'easter, the weather wasn't...
Everything. And then by the time they... Huntley came in the fourth down play in the third quarter, and the fans were gone. And I mean, you know, there was some promise in the first half, but then the air went right out of the stadium when they couldn't push it in right at the end of the first half.
Yeah, that was a big change in momentum on the goal line stand by the Rams. But the other thing is, you know, again, everybody's blaming Harbaugh and Monken and Orr and so on and so forth. But again, you got to take care of the football. Ball security is number one in the NFL. You turned, what was it, three turnovers yesterday? It was a pick and two fumbles?
Not only three turnovers, but four turnovers on downs.
Oh,
in other words, they didn't convert on fourth down. So really seven turnovers yesterday in terms of that. But yeah, you can't put the ball in the carpet. There's no doubt about it.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And they're off this week, so it's guaranteed we'll not win or lose.
And they may make some changes. Who knows? Let's see.
Well, they're going to have to. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're waiting for President Trump to address the Israeli Knesset. Right now, Prime Minister Netanyahu is speaking, but it is day 13 of the Schumer shutdown, and yes, the layoffs have begun by the Reaper, a.k.a. Russ Vogt. At the Office of Management and Budget. He is the Reaper. 4,100 reductions in force, layoffs. Don't know if they're permanent or not. We'll have to find out. But Trump warned the Democrats, if you allow this shutdown to continue, there were going to be consequences. And just like Ronald Reagan fired air traffic controllers that went on strike, President Trump, now some of us say, well, that's not the federal employees' fault. Well, yeah, well, you vote for Democrats, that's what you get at this point, because they've holed up the whole bank. Look, Schumer was saying last week that every day that the shutdown continues is better for the Democrats.
Every day that Republicans refuse to negotiate to end this shutdown, the worse it gets for Americans, and the clearer it becomes who's fighting for them. Each day our case is stronger and stronger because families are opening their letters showing how high their premiums will climb if Republicans get their way.
Yeah, because you put in subsidies for people of low class, middle class, upper class, whatever the case may be. You put subsidies in there, and then you let them expire 10 years later, and that's the Republicans' fault? Again, if you want to negotiate an extension of those subsidies, let's talk about health care. Keep the government open. And let's talk about what we're not going to do is give health care to illegal aliens. There's a report out over the weekend that $7 billion went to illegal aliens in emergency Medicaid payments. $7 billion. That's up from $3.9 billion in 2023. Because the federal government typically reimburses around 70% of Medicaid spending. Taxpayers across the country are the ones that end up footing the bill for illegal aliens. And President Trump said, nope, we're not gonna pay for illegal aliens' health care in this bill. And President Trump said he authorized a lot of these Democrat-oriented layoffs.
These are largely people that the Democrats want. Many of them will be fired.
And they were. 4,100 fired on Friday. The Democrats calling it the Black Friday Massacre. Ooh, scary stuff. But with Speaker Johnson saying that, look, this is all laid at the feet of the Democrat Party.
In the Senate, they have now voted seven times to block paychecks for 2 million federal civilian workers and 1.3 million active duty military men and women.
Yeah, seven times. Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks have voted to keep the government closed. They voted to not pay federal employees. They voted not to pay the military. By the way, President Trump did say that he's going to use the tariff money to pay the military because the first checks, they were supposed to get partial checks, I thought was last Friday. Not sure about the air traffic controllers. I think women, infant children program, the food and nutrition program, that is going to be paid out of the tariffs until government can reopen. Now, let's not forget there's this big No Kings rally on Saturday, and I think you're going to see the pressure there is to keep the government shut down until at least that rally. Then after that, you might see the Democrats start to wiggle a little bit. We'll have to wait and see. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Thermos Johnson.
All right, there's a problem coming out of the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The left lane, as you're exiting the tunnel, is blocked. I'm not sure if it's a broken down vehicle. Could be an accident. Either way, the right lane of the right tube is open. Both lanes in the left tube are open, but now we're getting a backup on 95 that will begin to stretch back at least to the top of the hill at Keith Avenue. So if you're coming down in that area, we can get over to the left tunnel. Try to do that if you can. The right tube right now is only a single lane with the right lane open. So we might start to see a little deflection there. Some of that traffic might start to go next door into the old Harbor Tunnel. Right now, that's still clear. So we'll keep an eye on it. Give an update on that in about 10 minutes or so. They're working on the wreck Prince George's County, BW Parkway northbound at Route 202. That's well inside the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy with rain on and off throughout the day and evening due to the nor'easter, strong winds, highs today in the upper 50s. We dry out tomorrow, breezy, mostly cloudy, back up into the 70s right now, cloudy. 57 in Pasadena, 56 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Buttaball Chuck.
You know, you don't act like a scientist. You're more like a game show host.
That's right. It's the Wheel of Misfortune is what it is.
Oh, that would be a good one.
It would be a
I'd
good
like
one.
To play that.
Supermarket in Florida is letting customers sip beer and wine while they shop.
I like it.
This is Publix in Wellington. Where's Wellington, Florida?
Wellington. I'm not sure. Yeah. It sounds like Miami.
Earned the moniker of Clublix in local headlines as people can go and they can sip on their wine and they can drink their beer. Mm-hmm. And again, they're home to Publix Pours, a full bar serving beer, wine, coffee, smoothies, and acai bowls wow. at the store. So mm-hmm. sometimes you're in the store for, you know, 30 minutes or so. So
there, come out.
I'll check out now.
That's right. Here comes Wino Whitaker.
I ain't paying for that.
let's watch Wino Whitaker at self-checkout, all right, shall we? Dairy Queen launching a new sweet chili chicken strips as its new flavor for their chicken strip basket. Smashburger introducing the new Colorado Big Dog and the Colorado Smashburger. The Colorado Big Dog features a split grilled with butter quarter-pound Angus beef hot dog served on a toasted New England roll, topped with cheese sauce, grilled green chili peppers, and chipotle mayo.
There you go.
Sounds good. Now,
Wellington is north of Miami, 66 miles
north. Well, see, you knew that. You knew it was north of Miami.
I just looked it up.
All right, so.
I kind of thought it was down that way.
Right.
You know, because I do traffic down that way.
But you have ever mentioned Wellington before?
I have not.
This is the first time. First time for everything.
Yeah.
Burger King's new Frankenstein burger has green buns and double the meat. Sounds like a weekend at Chuck's. But you got to go all the way to Sri Lanka to get that one.
No, that's a little too
cold. I'm not eating anything with green buns. I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
No, that's off the menu. Mm-mm. And finally, Crumbl is baking their pumpkin square and more for their limited desserts now through this Saturday. So if you like like pumpkin pie, pumpkin cake and stuff like that, they have it at Crumbl now. You're participating in Crumbl stores.
I'm not into pumpkin stuff.
And, you know, I like pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving. I don't mind the... I drink my coffee black, so I don't put anything in my coffee.
Yeah, I don't like anything pumpkin.
Yeah, but you're a tea guy, so...
Tea, yeah.
Yeah. So, again...
Earl Grey.
Trader Joe's had... My wife had these... Trader Joe's had these pumpkin-flavored ice cream cones.
No.
Just bizarre.
Sorry.
Yeah. Just give me your vanilla or chocolate ice cream cone. Sometimes you can dip it. Sometimes you can put sprinkles on it. That's all that matters to me.
Yeah, that's all.
It's good stuff.
You know, I'm not too picky one way. That's like a snowball. I get a cherry snowball every time. That's it.
Do you get the marshmallow on top?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Don't like the marshmallow.
Just plain cherry and a large cup and maybe a little miniature of gin to go with it or something. Maybe.
They call that a highball, I think.
Yes, it is. It's very nice.
All right, Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're still awaiting. Bibi is still speaking at the Israeli Knesset. But again, the shutdown here is, look, the Democrats brought this all on themselves by passing the Unaffordable Care Act, which, the actual name is affordable, but it's actually unaffordable. Because what they did, and remember, there was no Republican input into that bill whatsoever. They did it behind closed doors. There was the Cornhusker kickback. There was the Louisiana purchase. Remember Senator Mary Landrieu? She was part of that whole deal. And Pelosi actually said we have to pass the bill to find first before we find out what's in it. Well, now that we found out what's in it, there are subsidies in this to help people pay for the Obamacare premiums. And you would think, okay, maybe the Democrats put some makes you the more impoverished or the people at the federal poverty level that they would have help with buying their Obamacare premiums. No. It was a lot of people. For instance, I think I read over the weekend that you could make $100,000 a year, and because of pre-existing conditions, they would give you a premium, a subsidy for your premium, so that you could afford to take Obamacare. So those were set to sunset, as they say, or expire at the end of this year. And so that's what the fight is about, because the Democrats don't want you to know how much they actually were giving to the insurance companies and how they were, number one, this was totally insurance company friendly. Number two, the premiums and the subsidies for the rich. Remember how they're always about punishing the rich? And Trump's always giving the tax cuts go to everybody, but these premiums only went to a select few. And finally, the health care for illegal aliens. So that's what this fight is all about. And, of course, the fact that Schumer's deathly afraid that AOC is nipping at his heels. 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com on a Rumble and Facebook pages, and it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52, it's 8 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Marty says, remember, Obamacare would be gone if not for Senator Juan McCain. Remember, he went up, right, in a dramatic moment as they were voting in the Senate on Obamacare, and he walked up there, and he put his, it looked like he was going to put his thumb up for a yes vote, and then he went down, thumbs down, and he was going to vote. And it was his vote. that kind of pushed it over the top. Thanks a lot, Juan. I appreciate that. May he rest in peace. We also have another text in from one of our listeners here. It makes a very good point as to how this whole thing came about in the Middle East, and that a lot of it had to do with, remember when Israel attacked Hamas leadership in Qatar? That really ticked off President Trump. He really did not like that, and the fact of the matter is I think from all intents and purposes, he gave Bibi a who struck John at that point. And then I think President Trump, according to this texter, he said Trump would give security guarantees that Israel would not attack Qatar again, and that's what got Qatar on board to put the pressure on Hamas to cut the deal, and that's how this thing came, you know, backdoored. It all had to do with that Israeli attack on Hamas leadership in Qatar. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There was a broken down vehicle at the Fort McHenry Tunnel coming out of the right tube southbound, has now been cleared and is in the painted out area near the Key Highway ramp. So we're back in business. All four lanes open now very quickly because it's Columbus Day. A little bit lighter today, has cleared out. Everybody's good now at 95. It might be backed up just a bit towards Keith Avenue, and we really didn't get a big bump over onto 895, so we're still under control at both the Harbor Tunnels. The only issue right now was the construction. They're setting up for the morning, northbound 95 at Harford County at Route 24. There was a wreck inside the Capitol Beltway. They're still there, DW Parkway northbound at Route 202. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy with rain on and off throughout the day and evening. Strong winds. Highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow it'll be dry, breezy, and mostly cloudy with temperatures in the 70s. Right now, of course, we're looking at cloudy conditions. It is 55 and windy in Arnold and 57 in Middle River. President Trump had gotten up, looked like he was getting ready to speak for a second. Now, of course, he has sat back down. So we'll keep an eye on that. And as soon as he does decide to address the Knesset, then we'll see if we can join him in progress. Let's take a phone call here now from Sean in Hunt Valley. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. Thank you.
Wonderful. I don't think it's, people are reminded enough of what the architect of Obamacare stated in public. He said the quiet part out loud. The American people must be stupid to accept this.
Absolutely.
Yep. Jonathan Gruber.
Yep.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Jonathan Gruber. And don't forget, a lot of the, you had Zeke Emanuel, Dr. Zeke, remember, he was advocating for, you know, once you hit the age of 75, that's it. You weren't going to get anything to extend your life, medications, procedures. He deemed that at 75, we were all going to check out.
And we could also go back to what Obama stated to a lady about her mother getting a hip replacement. Just give her a pill.
Right. Very good.
He said that out loud, too.
Great memory, Sean. Thanks so much. Appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
Reminding us of those incredible things. Hey, remember that viral video you saw of that bar patron down in Federal Hill was put in a chokehold and then his head was bashed into a car window? Of course, the guy that did that, the bouncer, his security guard, his name was Kevin Weaver. He's being held without bail, but now he's being sued by the bar patron. We've got his attorney here, Tom Snyder, saying that he felt that the bouncer or security guard needlessly escalated this entire thing.
Partner who are trusted with authority in that position, in that situation, they were not in a position to be able to handle it, and instead they escalated it, and it could have ended much worse.
Yeah, it could have ended up in the guy's death. I mean, you pick somebody's head and you ram it into a car window, you could have had a massive, I think as it stood, he had a concussion. We don't know if there's going to be long, term effects of TBI, traumatic brain injury, or something even worse. Could have died, and But at the same time, the attorney, Tom Snyder, saying that his client was almost strangled to death.
Our client was strangled. And if you watch the video, I mean, there are multiple people saying he's turning purple. That's that 15 seconds into what I believe is a 34-second video. And then he's held, not able to breathe, for multiple more seconds before his head is thrust through a window.
And if you're one of these bars, and like, say, Federal Hill, whatever the case may be, you have to have security these days. You can't exist without it. Because, let's face it, a lot of violent fights, and you got things that happen inside the bar when alcohol induced a rage begins. So, but you have to have your people trained that they have to remove the offending patron or party as quickly and as effortlessly as possible without injuring that individual. Because, you know, that's why you carry liability insurance. But we see in this particular case, this guy, I don't know whether he was on or off the clock at the time, this guy took it a step too far, and that's the reason why he's been charged and being held without bail. We're still monitoring the Israeli Knesset and hoping to see when President Trump begins to speak. We'll hopefully bring, we'll cut into programming and bring that to you as soon as he begins to talk. Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling. If you are in the, right now as we get into the cooler month, in the fall and wintertime, it's time to check that, make sure your heat pump and your furnace or whatever you're using to heat your home is operating efficiently, it's operating properly, and it's not going to be costing you an arm and a leg. It's already, energy prices are skyrocketing anyway. I just looked it up the other day. I think it's gone up. When I signed my contract for electric, it was about 11, 12 cents a kilowatt hour. It's now 15 or 16 cents. So it's going up significantly. You want to make sure your furnace, your heat pump is maintained properly and filter changed and whatever it needs to have done. Tim Kyle will do it. So call for you to schedule your appointment today, 410-876-9404 at 410-876-9404. And, of course, timkylecompany.com is the website. All right, stick with us. Still monitoring the president at the Israeli Knesset. Still to come, what to do about the addiction problem and overdoses in Penn North. And has Marjorie Taylor Greene turned on President Trump? Very interesting audio to share with you coming up later. It is 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump calls it an incredible triumph for Israel and the world. All 20 living hostages captured by Hamas more than 2 years ago have been released. They were freed under the first phase of the Trump-Gaza ceasefire hostage release deal. Elena Zaitchik, waiting to greet a newly freed loved one, says it's been a long, terribly difficult ordeal, but now a crushing weight has finally been lifted.
Really excited. Like, I haven't smiled like this in, I mean, probably over 2 years at this point.
The bodies of 28 deceased hostages are also to be returned to Israel. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners being released by Israel, busloads of them have been arriving in Ramallah in the West Bank. There are thunderous applause for President Trump. He arrived at Israel's parliament a short time ago, where he has been welcomed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
President Trump, the Knesset welcomes you and your distinguished delegation to Jerusalem, our eternal capital. This is your first visit to Israel since you recognized Jerusalem as our capital and moved the embassy here. Thank you, President Trump, for that.
Mr. Trump is delivering a speech, and later there will be a peace summit in Egypt. A nor'easter has brought high winds, coastal flooding to parts of the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, where flood and high wind warnings are in place.
The coastal flooding will be across areas that typically see the coastal flooding when we have big storms. Rainfall will not be as big an impact, even though there will be heavy rainfall amounts across the Northeast, anywhere from 1 to 4 inches from New York City over to Boston.
That's Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service. No end in sight to the government shutdown, now entering its 13th day. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 398 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 433. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, Oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you, and my mother, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Right, so we had the broken down vehicle for about 15 minutes there at the Fort McHenry Tunnel on the southbound side of the right tube. All of that is gone and the backup on 95 is clearing. We did take a little bit of a hit for the traffic on 895 and they got the word back in Rosedale that there was a problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So 895 right now. You're getting some brake lights at O'Donnell Street, and with that, the traffic is going to slow going into 895 at the tunnel. So that should clear out as well. We'll keep an eye on it right now, maybe an extra 5 minutes or so on 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with on and off showers, highs in the upper 50s, and gusty winds. Winds gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Some on and off showers will continue tonight, too, as lows fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Police officials say a Parkville High School student will be charged as an adult after bringing a gun to school on Friday. Staffers reported the student with an unloaded handgun and the school went on lockdown. That student ran off campus but later was arrested by a school resource officer. A discarded magazine was also located. Two people are dead following a crash in Essex over the weekend. Baltimore County Police were called to a single vehicle crash in the 2200 block of Holly Neck Road shortly before 1 a.m. Sunday, where they found a vehicle that left the roadway and struck at least one tree. The 18-year-old driver and a 19-year-old passenger were both pronounced dead at the scene. Police are investigating what led to the crash. And Baltimore City data reveals homicides down 30% and shootings dropped 21% compared to this time last year. LifeBridge Health says gun-related injury admissions have declined 52% and credits its violence intervention program. Officials say they're looking into handing out gun locks at bedside. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. When was the last time a team scored 3 points in a game and punted exactly one time? Not sure, but I know what happened yesterday in the Ravens' 17-3 loss to the Rams. 8 drives for Baltimore yesterday. Here's how they ended, in order. Field goal, interception, downs, punt, downs. And then second half, fumble, fumble, downs, downs. Almost impossible. Derrick Henry was asked about it in the postgame.
I mean, we know if you turn the ball over, you don't give yourself a chance to win. I mean, I think we all understand that as pros.
The result is a 1-5 record going into the bye. Tyler Linderbaum was asked, how deep is that hole?
I mean, the only worst thing is 0-6. So, yeah, it's a big hole. We're going to have to bounce back.
Elsewhere in the NFL, don't look now, but the only teams in the league that are 5-1 are the Colts and the Buccaneers. Colts rallied behind Daniel Jones yesterday, 31-27 over the Cardinals. Bucs get two more touchdown passes from Baker Mayfield, who's having a year, 30-19 over the Niners. Caps played back-to-back over the weekend, first beating the Islanders on Saturday night, and then last night they were in New York.
Up top it comes, Chisholm's wrister deflected wide and quick. Nothing, nothing, we carry along. Deflection.
Joe B with the call on Monumental, Andrew Beauvillier with the lone goal, and Charlie Lindgren made it stand between the pipes. 34 saves, a brilliant night for the Minnesota native as the Caps shut the door on the Rangers. 1-0 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, it was deja vu all over again for the University of Maryland. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
We now take
Welcome
you live.
Back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Live to Israel and the Israeli Knesset, President Donald J. Trump.
Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Speaker, esteemed members of the Knesset and cherished citizens of Israel, we gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope, a renewed faith, and above all, a day to give our deepest thanks to the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. After two harrowing years in darkness and captivity, 20 courageous hostages are returning to the glorious embrace of their families, and it is glorious. 28 more precious loved ones are coming home at last to rest in this sacred soil for all of time. And after so many years of unceasing war and endless danger, today the skies are calm, the guns are silent, the sirens are still, and the sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace, a land and a region that will live, God willing, in peace for all eternity. This is not only the end of a war, this is the end of an age of terror and death, and the beginning of the age of faith and hope and of God. It's the start of a grand concord and lasting harmony for Israel and all the nations of what will soon be a truly magnificent region. I believe that so strongly. This is the historic dawn of a new Middle East. I want to express my gratitude to a man of exceptional courage and patriotism whose partnership did so much to make this momentous day possible. You know who I'm talking about. There's only one. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Baby, please stand up. And he is not easy, I want to tell you. He's not the easiest guy to deal with. But that's what makes him great. That's what makes him great. Thank you very much, baby. Great job. And let me also convey my tremendous appreciation for all of the nations of the Arab and Muslim world that came together to press Hamas to set the hostages free and to send them home. We had a lot of help. We had a lot of help from a lot of people that you wouldn't suspect. And I want to thank them very much for that. It's an incredible triumph for Israel and the world to have all of these nations working together as partners in peace. And it's pretty unusual for you to see that, but it happened in this case. This was a very unusual point in time, a brilliant point in time. Generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change and change very much for the better. Like the USA right now, it will be the golden age of Israel and the golden age of the Middle East. It's going to work together. I'd like to thank several great American patriots for their invaluable help in getting something done that almost everyone thought was absolutely impossible. We were wasting our time. So many people said, you're just wasting your time. But we weren't, because we had talented people working with us, and we had people that love your country and, frankly, people that love the region. They love the Middle East. I want to thank my friend Steve Witkoff. You know, Steve was chosen by me. He never did this before, but I knew him as a few things. He was a great businessman, but I know a lot of great businessmen, to be honest with you. He had tremendous negotiating skills, but I know a lot of people that negotiate pretty well, although it is an art. But there are people that can negotiate pretty well. But most importantly with Steve, he's just a great guy. Everybody loved him. Everybody. I mean, I know some negotiators that are so good, but you wouldn't have had peace in the Middle East. You would be in World War III right now with some of these guys. Everybody loves Steve, and they respect him, and they somehow can relate to him. I've known him for many years, and I've seen it over and over again.
להוציא את חבר הכנסת עודה, להוציא אותו מהאולם, להוציא אותו מיד, החוצה, החוצה.
Please expel this Knesset member. Please expel this Knesset member. Please expel Knesset member Kasif out of the hall. Please expel him immediately.
We have a Knesset member who's protesting President Trump, or something he said, or maybe the deal itself. And he is being escorted out of the Israeli parliament while President Trump speaking live to the Knesset. Typical, we do have this sometimes in our very own House of Representatives. Waiting for order to be restored.
That was very efficient. So back to Steve. He's...
The man is unflappable.
But I tell one story because he was so involved, and then we called in Jared. We call it, we need that brain on occasion. We got to get Jared in here. We got to get a certain group of people. But Steve started this all by himself. I call him Henry Kissinger, who doesn't leak. Okay? Henry is a big leaker. He leaked. Steve doesn't leak. Steve just wants to get the job done. He wants to do what's right. But I'll give you just a quick story, because as you know, he's working on the war with Russia and Ukraine, a war that would have never happened if I were president. A shame. 7,000 young soldiers a week are being killed. More than that this last week. It's a shame. Should have never happened. But it did happen, and we won the race, and I took over this horrible war that's been raging, and I thought it would be easily settled. I thought it was a hell of a lot easier than doing what we just did very successfully with Israel and a lot of other people. But this came first, and we'll get that one. But I set up a meeting for him to meet with President Putin, thinking it would be a 15 or a 20-minute meeting. Steve had no idea about Russia, had no idea about Putin too much, didn't know too much about politics, wasn't that interested. He was really good at real estate, but he had that quality that I was looking for, and I didn't see it around in too many ways. And I set up the meeting with Putin, and I called. I said, is Steve finished yet? That was about a half an hour into the meeting. No, sir, he's not. He's still inside. This is in Moscow. I said, well, how's he doing? I don't know, sir. He's still inside. I called up an hour later. Let me speak to Steve. Sir, he's still with Putin. He's with President Putin. I said, wow, that's a long meeting. 1 hour. I called up an hour later. He was still with Putin. 3 hours later, he was still with Putin. 4 hours later, he started to get the word that he was going to be coming out soon. And in 5 hours, he came out. I said, what the hell were you talking about for 5 hours? And he says, just a lot of interesting things. We're talking about a lot of interesting things, including what he went in there for. But you can't talk about it for five. You can talk about it for a certain period of time, and you know what you're getting. But that's a talent. That's a talent where you can do that. Most people I'd send in, number one, they wouldn't be accepted. Number two, if they were, the meeting would last 5 minutes. And that's what happens with Steve. Everybody loves him. They love him on this side. They love him on the other side. And he really is. He's a great negotiator because he's a great guy. So thank you very much, Steve. Very much.
President Trump speaking live in Israel at the Knesset. You're listening to Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
And let me also give a very special thanks to someone who truly loves Israel. In fact, loves it so much that my daughter converted. My daughter converted. I didn't know this was going to happen. And Ivanka's here. And, Bibi, you do know this was not in the cards for me. You understand that. And she is so happy, and they are so happy. At least I think they're happy. If they're not, we have a big story, right? No, they have a great marriage, and they get along great. They're best friends. They have a very special relationship. But Jared has been so helpful. He really did something very special. He established the Abraham Accords with a group of very wonderful people. I like calling it the Avraham Accords because people that, right? Avraham. It's so cool. It's so much sort of nicer, you know? The Abraham versus the Avraham. I just don't want to sound too sanctimonious when I do it. So, you know, I sort of split it up. This way we keep everybody happy. But we have some very great talent, and they have no excuses for anything that's taken place because we had some unbelievably good people working on this. And then you're going to add a man named Marco Rubio, who is also here. That's right. And I have a prediction that Marco will go down, I mean this, as the greatest Secretary of State in the history of the United States. I believe that. I believe it. And he and I, you know, we really fought it out. You remember, he was tough. He was nasty. Who the hell thought this was going to happen, Marco, right? And now I'm saying he's going to go down as the greatest. He will. He was always smart and sharp, and people respect him. And then we have somebody who's young, but an unbelievable leader. I saw it a long time ago, and he's turned out to be even better. Even better than we thought. Right, Susie? I think even better. And that's Pete Hegseth, who is our Secretary of War, formerly Secretary of Defense.
That's President Trump thanking his cabinet live from the Israeli Knesset. We'll rejoin the president in just a second. It's time for an update on traffic and weather on the freeze. And once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
You're still running okay. Nothing major at the tunnels. Had a little problem earlier, but it's kind of settled down once again. Beltway with Columbus Day today. A little brief slowdown maybe on the outer loop towards I-70. And on the Parkville side, there's a new minor accident downtown at Monroe Street, very close to the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy with rain on and off throughout the day and evening. Strong winds, highs in the upper 50s, and right now we're looking at 57 and some light rain in the next hour in Severn, and it is 55 in Forest Hill. We now rejoin President Trump live from the Israeli Knesset.
But now I can say, eight, the hostages are back. The hostages are back. It is a good feeling. Isn't that nice to say? You know, I just said the hostage, first time I said the hostages are back. It feels so good to say it. But when you settle eight wars in 8 months, that means you don't like war. Everyone thought I was going to be brutal. In fact, I remember Hillary Clinton during a debate. She said, look at him, look at him. He's going to go to war with everybody. And actually, she said, he's got a personality that's all about war. No, and my personality actually is all about stopping wars. And it seems to work. Seems to work. But it also means this name change and our attitude that we're not going to go into a war. But if we do, we're going to win that war like nobody has ever won a war before. We will not be politically correct. But we're not going to be there. And I think, you know, as you mentioned, BB, before, peace through strength. And that's what it's all about. The United States has the greatest and most powerful military in the, right now, history of the world. I can tell you we have weapons that nobody's ever dreamt of. I only hope we never have to use them. I rebuilt the military. I was proud to do it. But some of the things I hated to do, I hated certain of the weapons because the level of power is so enormous, it's so dangerous, so bad. But we have to do what we have to do. We make the best weapons in the world, and we've got a lot of them. And we've given a lot to Israel, frankly. And I mean, Bibi would call me so many times, can you get me this weapon, that weapon, that weapon? Some of them I never heard of, Bibi, and I made them. But we'd get them here, wouldn't we? And they are the best. They are the best. And you, but you used them well. It also takes people that know how to use them. And you obviously used them very well. But so many that Israel became strong and powerful, which ultimately led to peace. That's what led to peace. So as we celebrate today, let us remember how this nightmare of depravity and death all began. 2 years ago, on the eve of the Simchat Torah holiday, thousands of innocent Israeli civilians were attacked by terrorists in one of the most evil and heinous desecrations of innocent life the world has ever seen, the worst slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust. The cruelty of October 7th struck to the core of humanity itself. Nobody could believe what they were witnessing. The United States of America grieved alongside you, and we mourned for our own citizens who were so viciously taken that day, and to all the families whose lives were forever changed by the atrocities of that day, and all of the people of Israel, please know that America joins you in those two everlasting vows: never forget and never again.
President Trump speaking live from the Israeli Knesset. You're listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From October 7th until this week, Israel has been a nation at war, enduring burdens that only a proud and faithful people could withstand. It was a very tough period of time. For so many families across this land, it has been years since you've known a single day of true peace. But now at last, not only for Israelis, but also for Palestinians and for many others, the long and painful nightmare is finally over. And as the dust settles, the smoke fades, the debris is removed, and the ashes clean from the air, the day that breaks on a region transformed and a beautiful and much brighter future appears suddenly within your reach. This is now a very exciting time for Israel and for the entire Middle East, because all across the Middle East, the forces of chaos, terror, and ruin that have plagued the region for decades now stand weakened, isolated, and totally defeated. A new coalition of proud and responsible nations is emerging, and because of us, the enemies of all civilization are in retreat. Thanks to the bravery and incredible skill of the Israeli Defense Forces and Operation Rising Lion,
we're listening to President Trump live from the Israeli Knesset on an historic and unprecedented day in the Middle East. All hostages, living hostages, have been returned.
Guys, central casting. Let's put him in a movie. Look at him. Great job. And my people loved working with you. Loved it. They worked so well together. For many of Iran's top terrorists, including nuclear scientists and commanders, have been extinguished from this earth. And with Operation Midnight Hammer, boy, that's a great name for that, what we did last year. The United States military flew seven of those beautiful B-2 bombers. They look so beautiful all of a sudden. They were always, I thought they were pretty planes. I had no idea they could do what they did. In fact, we just ordered 28 more of them. A little updated version. We ordered a whole pile of them. And almost 100 other planes went with them, including fighter jets. And we had 52 tankers, big, beautiful, brand new tankers that were loading them up four or five times. They traveled 37 hours back and forth. Think of that. But we had tankers all over the sky for all the other planes. We had the F-22s, the F-35s, F-16s. We had a hell of a lot of planes. So we had 52 gas stations in the sky. That's what they call them. I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be flying one of them. We have our great General Raisin Kane right here. General, stand up. This guy. What a general. Thank you. I asked General Kane, I said, you know, we're having problems with ISIS, and I was in Washington, and I asked, how long would it take to defeat ISIS? And my Washington generals told me, 3, 4, maybe 5 years, sir. I said, I don't get it. We got the best equipment in the world. Why? So I flew to Iraq, and I met with a man named Kane. He said, what's your first name? He said, they call me Raisin, sir. I said, wait a minute. Your name is Raisin Kane? I've been looking for you for a long time. You gotta be kidding. So they told me 3, 4, 5 years to defeat ISIS. And I sit down with him and I say, why is it? I flew there in the dark of night. I landed. I'll never forget it. It's quite a trip. I'm glad I made it because I met him. I said, could I ask you, General? I come down. He's standing with another general and a sergeant. Everybody was like central casting. They could go into a movie right now. Between him and you guys over here, we could get rich making movies, okay? And they got along so great. That's the beautiful thing, that your military and our military, BB, got along so great. But I was told by the television generals in Washington, we have the best equipment in the world. Why is it taking so long? And they said, 4 years. I said, so let me ask you, Raisin, how long would it take you to defeat ISIS? Sir, we can do it in 3 weeks, but you'll probably have some time left over. I said, you got to be kidding. What the hell are you talking about? They said, 4 years. I said, well, sir, look, it's not my place to say, but you're asking me the question. What you have to do is you hit them from the west, you hit them from the north, you hit them from the south, you hit them above, you hit them below. I said, so why didn't they do it? And he didn't want to speak badly of his superiors, which is hard to believe they were his superiors. It should have been the other way around a long time ago, because he's the one that did Operation Hammer. It was flawless. It was flawless. It was absolutely flawless. And I said, so you really think you can do it in 4 weeks? Yes, sir, 100%. You have to do it differently than they were doing it. They were using one base, and it was hundreds of miles away. And he says, we have all these portable bases all over the Middle East. And they didn't want to use them because they didn't want to offend the country where the portable... They wouldn't have even known what the hell the planes were going up, right? They wouldn't have known. But he said, no, they didn't want to defend anybody, offend anybody, and... but we can do it in 4 weeks. I said, you sure about that? I'm going to call you back. I'll call you back on Monday. I'm going back to Washington. But you think 4 weeks? Yes, sir. I think we can do it in 4 weeks. We'll have time left over. So I call him on Monday. I say, you think you can do it? 4 weeks. I said, go ahead and do it. He did it. I'll tell you, he did it in 4 weeks, less than 4 weeks. So, General, stand up, please. Again, this is a real general. This is not a television general. He doesn't want to go on television. He doesn't want to go on television. I said, the other guys love being on television. So we dropped 14 bombs on Iran's key nuclear facilities, totally, as I said, originally obliterating them. And that's been confirmed, and everybody understands it. Together we stopped the number one state sponsor of terror from obtaining the world's most dangerous weapons. And if you think about it, if we didn't do that, and assuming we made the same deal that we have today, there'd be a dark cloud over this deal. And number one, it wouldn't happen because the other Arab and Muslim nations really wouldn't feel comfortable making the deal that we have now, right? If Iran had that nuclear weapon that they were about 2 months away from having. They would have had it in 2 months or maybe less than that. They were right at, this was our last shot. They looked at it for 22 years. This was our last shot. The pilots told me that. They said, 22 years, sir, they looked at it. Our predecessors looked, they studied it. Three times a year we'd do drills on that exact attack. And boy, did they get it right. But let's assume they didn't, and let's assume there was large-scale nuclear weapons in the hands of Iran. We couldn't be here today. Even if we signed the deal, which we couldn't do because a lot of people would not want to have anything to do with it, we took a big cloud off of the Middle East and off of Israel.
President Trump live from the Israeli Knesset, speaking for about 35 minutes.
It was my honor to help. But isn't it true, though, that can you imagine the same, let's assume, maybe the same documents, we had everything the same, but you had somebody out there that was, in the opinion of everybody, all-powerful in the Middle East. They took a big hit, didn't they? Didn't they take a big hit? Boy, oh, boy. They got it from one side, from the other. And you know it would be great if we could make a peace deal with them. And I think that's me. Would you be happy with that? Wouldn't it be nice, I think? Because I think they want to. I think they're tired. Somebody said, sir, they're starting their nuclear program again. I said, let me tell you something. They're not starting anything. They want to survive. The last thing they want to do is start digging holes again in mountains that just got blown up and start... They're not doing it. They want to survive, okay? But I think we have a chance. Steve, you, and I think Jared. Come on, I'll call you back for another one. We always bring Jared when we want to get that deal closed. We bring Jared. But Steve, you and Jared and the general and Pete and Marco, you'll get that deal done easy. I think that'll be easy. But first, we have to get Russia done. We got to get that one done. If you don't mind, Steve, let's focus on Russia first, all right? We'll get it done. In Lebanon, the dagger of Hezbollah, long aimed at Israel's throat, has been totally shattered. My administration is actively supporting the new president of Lebanon in his mission to permanently disarm Hezbollah's terror brigades. He's doing very well. And build a thriving state at peace with its neighbors, and you're very much in favor of that, I know, and good things are happening there, really good things. And with this week's ceasefire, we've achieved the most challenging breakthrough of them all. The most challenging breakthrough maybe ever. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I've been involved in a lot of success. I have never seen anything like what's going on today all over the world. People are dancing in the streets, not just in Israel. They're dancing in the streets of countries that would have never danced in the street about what's happening today. They're dancing in those streets. So this long and difficult war has now ended. You know, some people say 3,000 years, some people say 500 years, whatever it is. It's the granddaddy of them all. And in an unprecedented achievement, virtually the entire region has endorsed the plan that Gaza will be immediately demilitarized, that Hamas will be disarmed, and Israel's security will no longer be threatened in any way, shape, or form. So Israel, with our help, has won all that they can by force of arms. You've won. I mean, you've won. Now it's time to translate these victories against terrorists on the battlefield into the ultimate prize of peace and prosperity for the entire Middle East. It's about time you were able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Mr. Opposition Leader. He's a very nice opposition leader. I think... No, he's a nice man. Bibi, he's a nice man.
Good. He knows what he's doing, right? No, a very nice guy. Well, see, now you can be a little bit nicer, BB, because you're not at war anymore, BB. But only by embracing the opportunities of this moment can we achieve our goal of ensuring that the horrors of recent years will never happen again. You don't want to have to go through this again. 8 years ago, I came to this region on a very special first trip abroad as the President of the United States. I came here very early at your request. I addressed the leaders of the Arab and Muslim world gathered in Saudi Arabia and said that it was time to build a future free of the grip of extremism and terror. And I'm, interestingly, right now, as soon as I'm finished, I'm quite late. You've kept me quite late between opposition leaders and Bibi's brilliant but very long speech. I thought I was going to run up here, make a speech, and then head to Egypt. It didn't work out, though. And you made a pretty long...
Live, President Trump from the Israeli Knesset will rejoin in just a moment, but a brief traffic and weather on the threes update with Chuck Whitaker.
Yep, there is some slowing on the Beltway. We're brought to you as a service to Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, Outer Loop at Hartford Road, the Inner Loop through 795 Park Heights Avenue to Green Spring, and the west side is pretty solid right in that area from I-70 down through Frederick Road. Both the tunnels still running okay. Very minor delays, if at all. Southbound on 95 and 895. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check your antifreeze, tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast cloudy with rain intermittent throughout the day and evening. Strong winds, highs in the upper 50s. It's sunny in 57 right now in Columbia, 56 in Owings Mills. We now rejoin President Trump live from the Israeli Knesset.
In some cases, I wouldn't say necessarily I would endorse, but I will tell you some incredible people that really helped us make this all possible. So I'll be going there. I'll be quite late. They might not be there by the time I get there, but we're going to give it a shot. But the journey we started back then led to the crushing defeat of the ISIS caliphate, to the monumental Abraham Accords, and ultimately to the historic ceasefire this week, in which many of those same nations really played a very pivotal role, I have to tell you. Steve will tell you that. Jared will tell you that. Together, we've shown that peace is not just a hope that we can dream about. It's a reality we can build upon day by day, person by person, and nation by nation. And because of that, the Middle East is finally ready to embrace its extraordinary potential. You have extraordinary potential in this region. It should now be clear to everyone throughout the region that decades of fomenting terrorism and extremism, jihadism and anti-Semitism have not worked. They haven't worked. They've been a disaster. They've just killed. They've killed. They've backfired completely and totally. They've just totally backfired. Everything that you thought, take it worst case, it's turned out to be worse than that. They have not worked. From Gaza to Iran, those bitter hatreds have delivered nothing but misery, suffering, failure, and death. They've served not to weaken Israel, but to annihilate the very forces that did the most to foment this hatred. And it's really, I mean, everybody that's tried it has become irrelevant. Meanwhile, we've seen those nations that set aside their differences, reached across ancient divides, and pursued engagement are now among the most successful in the region. They're getting along with Israel, and they're doing great. And I can tell you, the four nations that joined the Abraham Accords early on, and you'd all be doing me a favor, and I'm going to be saying this in a little while to some other friends, would love you all to, is this right, Jared, join up in the Abraham Accords. We have to join up and get together. You can have that whole thing filled out. We had a very weak administration, worst president in the history of our country by far.
And Barack Obama was not far behind, by the way. And they did nothing with this incredible document, the Abraham Accords, but now you can fill them up. Now you have peace, you have people that really like Israel. I'll tell you what, and they like Israel a lot more today than they did even 5 weeks ago. Like, you've made a lot of, you've come back. You've come back strong, because it was getting to be a little nasty out there in the world, and ultimately the world wins. You can't beat the world. Or I would say to Bibi, Bibi, it's now time. And he understood it better than anybody, because ultimately, you know, the world's a very big place. And I've said a lot. I said, this piece of land is very small. It's unbelievable what you've done with that tiny. You look at a map, even of just not the world, the Middle East, and you have this little dot. And think of what you've done. It's incredible. It's incredible. But the world is loving. The world is loving Israel again. And I said to him, you know, the world is big and it's strong. And Ron, ultimately, the world wins. And we don't have to worry about that now. But there was getting to be a period of time over the last few months. You know, the world wanted peace and Israel wanted peace. Everybody did. Everybody did. And what a victory it's been, right? What a victory it's been. If you would have gone on for 3-4 more years, keep fighting, 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 it was getting bad. It was getting heated. The timing of this is brilliant. And I said, Bibi, you're going to be remembered for this far more than if you kept this thing going, 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 kill, kill, kill. It would be not be the same. And I just want to congratulate you for having the courage to say, that's it. We've won. And now let's enjoy our lives and let's rebuild Israel and make it stronger and bigger and better than it's ever been before. We're going to do that. Took a lot of guts.
You've been listening to President Trump live from the Israeli Knesset. We are going to have to break away from the speech. We'll continue to monitor the speech for any newsworthy events or something that the president has said. So stick with us here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The president standing ovation in the Knesset before his speech. Bibi Netanyahu saying this is the greatest friend to Israel ever. The speaker of the Knesset, Ohana, saying that the president is a giant of Jewish history. And you just heard him say that the war has ended and that he's now going to be going on to Egypt. One of the quotes that sticks out to me, generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change. Like the USA right now, it'll be the golden age of Israel and the golden age of the Middle East. So we'll continue to monitor President Trump live from the Knesset. If anything happens, we'll break back into programming. Thank you for joining. He's speaking right now for about 45 minutes and counting, as he is known to do. Law Office's Michael A. Friedman wanted me to remind you that, again, when it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. And that is something that his family, his firm, has offered for over 40 years. And it's one of the reasons why he's named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year is because of that commitment to service. Of your recovery is priority number one. And everything that they do there is with that in mind, from soup to nuts, from dealing with the insurance companies to finding doctors, advancing medical costs, dealing with your vehicle if it's been totaled in the accident. The law office's Michael A. Friedman is where you need to go if you need proper legal counsel when it comes to a serious accident. Check out their website, maflaw.com. That's maflaw.com, or call 410-363-6848.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Hi, I'm Linda, and my dad, Mark, has been helping thousands of families for over 32 years with Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. He believes in fair prices and making it easier for families by helping them qualify for valuable manufacturer MBGE rebates. Dad has financing at zero interest for up to 2 years. Even more, he's offering a $79 furnished checkup plus $50 off your first service call. Call 443-837-4278 and let my dad turn any HVAC issue into an energy-efficient system for years ahead. Visit us at GoMetropolitan.com today.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat-ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Traffic and weather on the freeze at 7:53. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
West side outer loop is a little busy, and I think it looks like, according to the camera here, it looks like there's some rain on the camera lens right there at Liberty Road. So keep an eye out to that. We're slow right through there, and there's some slowing going up through the area of right around 795 to Park Heights Avenue to Greenspring. That gets better after the JFX. The Parkville side is slow on the outer loop as you're coming over from Bel Air Road and eventually around towards Providence Road, and then it looks like we're okay from there going across towards Delaney Valley Road and eventually towards 83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy with rain on and off throughout the day and evening, strong winds, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow a little dry out, breezy, mostly cloudy. Back up into the 70s. Right now, sunny, 57 in Ellicott City, 59 in Windy in Annapolis. President Trump is still speaking live to the Israeli Knesset. We'll rejoin it, already in progress.
Right thing in defending yourself. You're not going to have to worry so much about it. You've won, and now you can build, and you can do things that you never even thought possible. It's going, when you put that genius into doing something else, it's going to be something that's, it's going to be a miracle. The miracle in the desert, it's going to be amazing. And it already is in a true sense, but it'll be wonderful when you can spend time thinking about other than war and defense and offense also. To that end, it's my firm hope and dream, frankly, that together the Abraham Accords will turn out to be everything that we thought they would. Those four countries were very, very brave in doing it. They did it at a very early point, and every single one of them benefits unbelievably financially. And if you noticed, even in this bad period that we just went through, they all remained a member of the Abraham Accords. They've done unbelievably well. And I just, and you know who you are, and I want to thank you. And they've stayed because of loyalty, but they've also stayed because it was really good business. They've made a lot of money being members. And you're going to all, I think, I hope that every one of, I hope that every one of the countries that we're seeking, Jared, I hope they join quickly. No games, no nothing. Just join, get it. It's going to be a great peacemaker. It's really going to bring it together beyond anybody's wildest dream. So instead of building fortresses to keep enemies at bay, the nations of this region should be building infrastructure to weave your commerce closer together, because you've got to compete with a big world out there in commerce now. It's a different kind of competition. Instead of making weapons and missiles, the wealth of this region should flow to schools and medicine, industry, and frankly, the new hot thing, artificial intelligence. It's well, it's a lot of intelligence you're going to have to be throwing off to make, to pay back these sums of money that they're doing. But that's really the hot one. And I might say that the United States, a year ago, was a dead country. I say it to people,
I heard it first from the King of Saudi Arabia. I then heard it from UAE. I heard it from Qatar. I heard it from many other countries. A year ago, the United States of America was a dead country. Now it's the hottest country anywhere in the world. It is the hottest. There's no question about it. In fact, if you go back a year ago, before the election, although once we had November 5th, we became hot because people got it. I would say November 5th was a time that we became really hot. But once you go back a couple of years, if I were in charge and the country was doing what they were, nobody was going to ask me to speak. Nobody asked Joe Biden to come up and speak, I guarantee you that. And if they did, he would have turned them down, I promise you. He didn't speak. He didn't speak, and he didn't speak well. But all of the countries in the Middle East, it could have, what we're doing now, it could have happened a long time ago, but it was strangled and set back almost irretrievably by the administrations of Barack Obama and then Joe Biden. It was there was a hatred toward Israel. There was an absolute hatred. The setbacks really started when President Obama signed the Iran nuclear deal. This was a disaster for Israel, and it was a disaster for everyone. And I remember that Bibi Netanyahu came to the United States and worked so hard to try and get Obama not to do that deal. He worked so hard. But it was like talking to a wall. I remember him telling me it was like talking to a wall. They wanted to go with Iran. They chose Iran, frankly, over a lot of other good nations, but in specifically Israel. And that was the beginning of a very bad period of time. You had Obama go out, and the Iran nuclear deal turned out to be a disaster. And by the way, I terminated the Iran nuclear deal, and I was very proud to do it.
Listening to WCBM Baltimore. President Trump live from the Israeli Knesset, speaking for a little less than an hour.
Yet even to Iran, whose regime has inflicted so much death on the Middle East, the hand of friendship and cooperation is open. I'm telling you, they want to make a deal. That's all I do in my life. I make deals. I'm good at it. I've always been good at it. And I know when they want. Even if they said, we don't want to make a deal, I can tell you they want to make a deal. All right, they do. They want to make a deal, and we're going to see if we can do something, because this is crazy what's happening, and we're not going to have this anymore. Neither the United States nor Israel bear the people of Iran any hostility. We merely want to live in peace. We don't want any looming threats over our heads. And we don't want to even think in terms of nuclear destruction. It's not going to happen. Never will happen. There's nothing that would do more good for this part of the world than for Iran's leaders to renounce terror, stop threatening their neighbors, quit funding their militant proxies, and finally recognize Israel's right to existence. They have to do that. They have to do that. And to Iran, and as you know, this is not said out of weakness. There's no weakness. But I'm going to say this, that we are ready when you are, and it will be the best decision that Iran has ever made. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And they're good people. I know a lot of Iranians in the United States are good people, smart, hardworking people. They don't want to see what's happened to their country. The story of fierce Israeli resolve and triumph since October 7th should be proof to the entire world that those who seek to destroy this nation are doomed to bitter failure. The state of Israel is strong, and it will live and thrive forever. And that is why Israel will always remain a vital ally of the United States of America. Israelis share our values, field one of the world's most powerful militaries. You really do. You have an amazing, what a job. What a job you've done. And have one of the most innovative economies on earth. Those are just a few of the reasons why I'm proud to be the best friend that Israel has ever had. And they all say it in the White House. They all say it. I guess it's true because everybody says it, Bibi. You said it today. Thank you. But as president, I terminated the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, and ultimately I terminated Iran's nuclear program with things called B-2 bombers. It was swift, and it was accurate, and it was a military beauty. I authorized the spending of billions of dollars, which went to Israel's defense, as you know. And after years of... And after years of broken promises from many other American presidents, you know that, they kept promising. I never understood it until I got there. There was a lot of pressure put on these presidents. It was put on me, too, but I didn't yield to the pressure. But every president for decades said, we're going to do it. The difference is I kept my promise and officially recognized the capital of Israel and moved the American embassy to Jerusalem.
President Donald Trump speaking live from the Israeli Knesset for a little over an hour on this historic day, history in the making, and the president will continue to monitor for any newsworthy comments that come out of this. But time to resume regular programming here on WCBM.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Good news about the tunnels. All the lanes are open. We're definitely under a five-minute delay there. Always good news. The roadway conditions are dry. We had seen what looked like a little rain shower activity on the Beltway over at Liberty Road. So we may getting some off and on rain from time to time. There's a little more rain there now, and it's having an impact even on the outer loop coming down from 795, the inner loop to Pikesville, and now the Parkville side is slowing there as well at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with on and off showers, highs in the upper 50s, and gusty winds. Winds gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Some on and off showers will continue tonight, too, as lows fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police have arrested a suspect in connection with a South Baltimore murder. Devin Ash is charged with killing 35-year-old Marlon Puan on September 30th in the 3700 block of 5th Street. Ash is charged with first-degree murder. Police officials say a Parkville High School student charged as an adult after bringing a gun to school on Friday. Staffers reported the student with an unloaded handgun and the school went on lockdown. That student ran off campus, was arrested later by a school resource officer. A discarded magazine was also located. And two people are dead following a crash in Essex over the weekend. Baltimore County Police were called to a single vehicle crash in the 2200 block of Holly Neck Road shortly before 1 a.m. Sunday, where they found a vehicle that left the roadway and struck at least one tree. 18-year-old driver Austin Lautenschlager and 19-year-old passenger David Santos III were both pronounced dead at the scene. Police investigating what led to that crash. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now 855-4-FREE-LED and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. After two starts, it's clear the Ravens offense is going nowhere with Cooper Rush under center, with the team finally making the switch to Tyler Huntley in the fourth quarter yesterday. A natural question posed to John Harbaugh was, did he consider doing it sooner?
I think you could say that maybe, but I don't really necessarily think there was an obvious moment to do that. But the plan all along was to play both quarterbacks.
Rush connected for only 72 yards through the air yesterday, constantly overthrowing receivers. He was asked if he was surprised to be pulled, hesitating on the answer.
Maybe. I mean, you don't think you're coming out ever. But it's part of the deal. They wanted to put him in, and he played great. He did tough going there in the fourth quarter after sitting around all day and go there in 2 minute drills. Was impressive by Snoop.
The 1-5 record for the Ravens ties the franchise worst six-game start set back in 2015. College football Saturday, there's not many things in football worse than losing a fourth quarter lead. Maryland's done it now 2 weeks in a row.
Well, the throws into the flat.
Dylan Rayola to Dane Key for the winner with 1:12 to play. Guy Haberman with the call on the Big Ten Network. Maryland outscored 10-0 in the fourth. They fall to the Cornhuskers of Nebraska 34-31. Meanwhile, in Philly, last-minute heroics for the Naval Academy. This was against the Temple Owls.
On fourth. Who else? Hornbath with a crease! There he goes!
Mike Cousins with the call on ESPN. Blake Horvat's 51-yarder with 39 seconds to play. Got the mids within one. The two-point conversion was good, and Navy slips out of Philly with a heart-stopping 32-31 win. Coming up in 30 minutes, it was a historic night for Denny Hamlin. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
Back to the president live at the Israeli Knesset.
It's been a home to Christians, Jews, Muslims, and people of all ethnicities and creeds. This is the holy center of the world's three great Abrahamic faiths. I like that too. Adorned, it's the first time I've seen that word in a while. Adorned with their sacred sites and alive with their pilgrims and visitors from every corner of the globe. But here between the Western Wall, the Temple Mount, and the hill called Calvary, people of every faith and background live, work, pray, serve, and raise their families side by side, and they do it with love. This example is just one of the modern miracles that Israel has given to the world. And just in closing, the leaders in this chamber know better than anyone else the challenges of this harmony, and it's been easily won. No, it hasn't. It has not been. It's been so tough, but it has been, some say, a miracle. What you've done is a miracle. Look at your size. Look at your chances when it all started. And you know, if you think about it, you are safer today, stronger today, and more respected today than at any time in the history of Israel. Think of it. People used to say it wouldn't exist. They don't say that anymore, do they? Yet if safety, security, and coexistence can thrive here in the winding alleys and ancient paths of Jerusalem, then surely peace and respect can flourish among the nations of the broader Middle East. The God who once dwelled among his people in this city still calls us, in the words of Scripture, to turn from evil and do good, to seek peace and pursue it. So he still whispers truth into the hills and knolls and valleys of his magnificent creation, and he still writes hope into the hearts of his children all over the world. And that is why, even after 3,000 years of pain and conflict, the people of Israel have never given up, from the threats of Zionism, from all sorts of threats. You want the promise of Zion. You want the promise of success and hope and love and God. And the people of America have never lost faith in the promise of a great and blessed future for all of us. From the very first day that modern Israel was founded, we have stood together through thick and thin, of setbacks, and through victory and defeat, through glory and heartache. We have built industries together. We have made discoveries together. We have confronted evil together, and we have waged war together, and perhaps most beautifully of all, we have made peace together. And this week, against all odds, we have done the impossible and brought our hostages home. So now we're going to forge a future that is worthy of our heritage. We're going to build a legacy that all the people of this region can be proud of. New bonds of friendship, cooperation, and commerce will join Tel Aviv to Dubai, Haifa to Beirut, Jerusalem to Damascus, and from Israel to Egypt, from Saudi Arabia to Qatar, from India to Pakistan, from Indonesia to Iraq, from Syria to Bahrain, Turkey to Jordan, the United Arab Emirates to Oman, and Armenia to Azerbaijan, another war that I just settled. We are going to have hope, harmony, opportunity, and happiness here in the spiritual and geographic center of the entire world. That's what you are. Israel, America, and all of the nations of the Middle East will soon be safer, stronger, greater, and more prosperous than ever before. And I want to thank you all once again for this exceptional honor. This has been truly an honor. It's seldom that a president is invited to do this. And I love Israel. I'm with you all the way. You will be bigger, better, stronger, and more loving than ever before. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And God bless the Middle East. Thank you, everybody. Good luck. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Israeli Knesset cheering on the President of the United States in what is a rare honor for any president to address the Israeli Parliament. The front page of the Jerusalem Post, God bless the peacemaker, with a president, a picture of President Trump on the front page. So, again, this is history in the making, and it is something, a number of things were said over the course of the last about hour and 7 minutes that he was speaking. And again, from calling Secretary of Marco Rubio, the Secretary Rubio, the perhaps the greatest Secretary of State in history, to thanking his member, his negotiation team of Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner, Secretary Rubio, and, of course, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, as well as the Arab nations that went along with Qatar, which is where Hamas leadership, and by the way, the Hamas leadership with billions of dollars escaped the Gaza Strip and went into Qatar, where they were living in a relative peaceful area until Israel had attacked the Hamas leadership in Qatar. And that's what seemed to accelerate the entire chain of events. Because at that point, President Trump was annoyed. President Trump then got on the phone with Bibi Netanyahu, according to some accounts, and said, you need to knock it off. No more attacks in Qatar. He then told Qatar that he was able to gain security guarantees that they would not be attacked again. And that opened the door for this peace agreement, this ceasefire agreement. Now, this is just phase one. We have all 20 living hostages delivered safely home to Israel this morning, freed from the clutches of Hamas. And, of course, there are 28 more hostages that are believed to be dead and are still missing. It may take a while to locate their remains and to repatriate them. But this has been accomplished by an American president that, let's face it, I remember, I've been covering this a long time, back to the Camp David Accords with Jimmy Carter. President Reagan had a five-year peace plan, which did not pan out. President Clinton with the Oslo Accords, right on down the road. I mean, it really looked bleak when Obama and Biden got in there because they did not have Israel's best interest at heart ever. And the fact is, this is the only American president that was able to do this. The incredible skills and the tools that President Trump has as far as negotiation, as far as understanding what both sides want, what both sides need is certainly an attribute of his, and he is to be congratulated and applauded, Nobel or no Nobel. I don't know if you saw it. We'll play it maybe tomorrow on the show during the MAG update, where the Nobel Peace Prize winner actually dedicated her prize to President Trump, saying President Trump deserved it. And so, again, history in the making here. It just is amazing to watch it and hear it unfold, and I would hope that this might be a uniting moment, not just for the Israelis and for those in the Middle East, but those of us here in the United States of America that can now appreciate the people that called him a fascist, the people that call him Hitler or a dictator or authoritarian or totalitarian. All of these are just obviously misnomers and slurs and libel. Of a man that is dedicated and committed to peace. Eight wars have ended. Now, this is for very early on. This is phase one of the 20-point peace plan. Again, the next part of it's going to be very difficult, and that's why they're going to have to be careful how they do it, to disarm Hamas, to dismantle Hamas, and to take them from out of power, because yesterday they were still trying to hang on to power, going around executing rival factions in the Gaza Strip once the IDF had pulled out. So, again, if your thoughts and comments are certainly welcome here this morning, 410-922-6680. We'll take calls and comments, 1-800-WCBM-680. What are your thoughts on this historic day as peace has broken out in the Middle East, brokered by President Trump, his negotiation team, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and the four or five Arab nations that have decided enough is enough. And hopefully, and Iran signed on to it as well. So that's another big player that many people would not have predicted and never saw this coming. And this shows you the kind of greatness that we are witnessing for the first time in a long time from this president, from his administration, and wanting to be committed to peace. He'll be strong when he has to, like he was with ISIS, like he was, and he will be in other capacities. But you can see that this man doesn't like war, and he wants the killing to stop. And now, of course, he has done an absolutely fabulous job in getting this ceasefire. And now we've got to hope and pray that it holds, and we get the rest of those hostages back, and we can make sure that Hamas is destined to be on the ash heap of history. Hey, 20 minutes after, I want to tell you about our good friends, Mayor and Mayor of Town Appliance. If you are in the market for any appliance, anywhere in your kitchen, washer, dryer, dishwasher, refrigerator, microwave oven, stove, you name it, they've got every kind of appliance for every kind of budget, from the budget-minded all the way to the top-end, Jennair and GE Monogram and Cafe, all the best. And their showroom, it just is stunning. You got to see the way it's laid out, and you can see it all there, how it would look in your kitchen of your home. Just go to Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Town Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs, and tell them I told you to call.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan
for your income in retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your projects, our experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Some areas on the Beltway getting some light rain, especially on the west side, but the inner loop right here in Greenspring, it doesn't look like there's been any rain here, but it's really slow from Greenspring through the ramp at the JFX and then over towards 83. It looks like we're okay through that area. So just a slow pocket right there. The Parkville side has settled down now at Hartford Road, and then the west side outer loop. Let me just check here. 795, we're clear. And then we had some rain earlier at Liberty Road. Looks like that has settled down now. And then the heavier traffic is still on the outer loop right around I-70 going down through Route 40. And then after Frederick Road, it gets better. They're still getting some rain showers there over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, rain on and off throughout the day today. Strong winds, highs in the upper 50s. And right now in Ocean City, there's some coastal flood warnings in effect. And we do have parts of Coastal Highway that are underwater as we speak. I've had some listeners in Ocean City send me some video. So there's some local flooding in Ocean City. Right now, 63 there, and it's cloudy at 57 in Baltimore. Home of the Star Spangled Banner and Fort McHenry. It is time for our America 250 updates. Today marks the birthday of the United States Navy, which traces its roots back to the early days of the American Revolution. On October 13, 1775, the Continental Congress established a naval force, hoping that a small fleet of privateers could attack British commerce and offset British sea power. The early Continental Navy was designed to work with privateers to wage tactical raids against the transports that supplied the British forces here in North America. To accomplish this mission, the Continental Congress purchased, converted, and constructed a fleet of small ships, frigates, brigs, sloops, schooners, and these Navy ships sailed independently or in pairs, hunting British commerce ships and transports. 2 years after the end of the war, the money-poor Congress sold the last ship of the Continental Navy, the Frigate Alliance. But with the expansion of trade and shipping in the 1790s, the possibility of the attacks of European powers and pirates increased. And in March 1794, Congress responded by calling for the construction of a half-dozen frigates. The United States Navy was here to stay. And now, with thousands of ships and aircraft serving worldwide, the U.S. Navy is a force to be reckoned with. And certainly we want to wish everybody in the United States Navy, Marines, et al., a happy 250th birthday. All right. That is our American 250 update. And it is time to take a call here. Dr. Mike Allen is with us. Good morning, Dr. Allen.
Good morning. I just want to say we are living in historic times. And the Middle East is finally at peace. After 2,000 years, it's amazing. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I think that is the takeaway here, if it can be sustained. And I hope and pray that it can be. But I do think that President Trump didn't go into this, you know, just to have a photo op and or a momentary victory. His goal is a lasting peace. And I think when you look back at what happened in his first term, he set the table with the Abraham Accords. And that is what began to lay the foundation of today's peace agreement. I mean, you still had the Hezbollahs out there, the Houthis, and, of course, Hamas. But once these Arab nations realize they can be richer, they can be safer, if we can just stop these religious wars and these territorial wars in the Middle East. And I think that it's going to be interesting to see who comes in and private investment, maybe, or somebody else, that maybe the Arab nations themselves will rebuild Gaza, because it has been devastated completely. And we have to get those dead hostages out, and then we have to rebuild. But yeah, it's not going to be us paying for it.
Devastated. It was only devastated because Hamas didn't capitulate.
Yep. Absolutely. You can lay the blame right at their feet. Dr. Mike Allen, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for the call. And it is indeed a great day for the world. And I am very, you know, it's one of these days you're just proud to be an American, thanks to President Trump. Hi, Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, and Vinny is going to help sell your home. The way it works is you call Vinny, he or one of his agents come out to your home, and they then obviously sit down and talk about asking price, time frame, etc. And once you agree on the asking price and time frame, your home is sold. That simple. Once you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. That's because the database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, that's what makes Vinny so successful. That's why he's able to do what he does. And that's why he, again, we're talking about in a matter of minutes and days. I mean, some others will wait on weeks and months at end for their home to be sold. Not with Vinny Steele. Again, call 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. 515 for Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, in for Maggie Hunter, here is Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Baltimore County Police are investigating a weekend shooting that injured three people during a party in Dundalk. Police were called to the 8,000 block of Gough Street shortly after midnight Sunday, where they found one 16-year-old with gunshot wounds and a second 16-year-old with a laceration to his upper body. Both teens were taken to hospitals. A 20-year-old man man turned up to a hospital with a gunshot wound a short time later, and police determined it was connected to the earlier incident. Baltimore County officials say heavy vehicle and truck traffic volume are wrecking local roads from detours off the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That bridge collapsed over a year ago after a cargo ship crashed into a pillar, triggering it to fall. Officials say segments of Wise and Dundalk Avenues and other roads are in fair or poor conditions. Acting State Transportation Secretary Samantha Biddle says they're possibly looking to the FHA for emergency relief money. The Waterfront Partnership releases its annual water quality report on Baltimore's Inner Harbor, giving the ecosystem an overall grade of C. Dissolved oxygen levels earned an A for the first time, signaling major progress in water health. The report finds wildlife is returning, but algae blooms remain a threat, with chloroform levels dropping to a D grade. Officials say the harbor is safe for swimming most days, except right after heavy rain. And an investigation is underway following the death of a U.S. Naval Academy midshipman. The body of 20-year-old midshipman second class Kyle James of New Jersey was found near the Annapolis campus Friday, a day after he had been reported missing. An autopsy will determine the cause and manner of death. The Naval Academy is offering its deep condolences to James' family, friends, classmates, and company mates during this difficult time. Coming up next, a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3, 935, and the pick 4, 7753. Now it's traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
If you're heading north on the JFX above Penn Station, there's a report there might be some debris on the roadway up around the North Avenue ramp. So the road ranger, of course, would be in that area. Southbound traffic on the expressway, no problems at all. A little bit of rain earlier on the Beltway around Liberty Road. Then the rain moves south towards I-70. And down through Frederick Road, that area of the Beltway is slow. The inner loop now starting to break loose a little bit through Greenspring. The Parkville side is clear and absolutely quiet right now. Very nice southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with on and off showers, highs in the upper 50s, and gusty winds. Winds gusting up to 25, 30 miles an hour at times. Some on and off showers will continue tonight, too, as lows fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it was better, but not nearly good enough yesterday for the Ravens as the Rams came to town and smothered the Ravens offense when it counted most. 17-3 was the final. Head coach John Harbaugh was asked if any coaching changes were in the offing over the bye.
Oh, I don't, maybe you could ask me specifics. I don't really have any plans to do that. No. I don't think there's any obvious move there that would make us better.
Now, both coordinators are under fire over the course of the season, as you know. Defensive lineman John Jenkins was asked about the effectiveness of his D coordinator, Zach Orr.
I've seen a lot of football. This is about my 13th year. You know what happens, man. But at the end of the day, man, Zach is a good DC. I've been around a lot. And, you know, it is he's just putting in the work, and man, he's so passionate about it. I stand behind him 110%.
And a sidebar here, the last time the Ravens scored three or four fewer points at home was on December 17th of 2022, when they scored exactly three against the Cleveland Browns. The team has only been shut out twice in their history in Baltimore. College football, James Franklin is out. As head coach at Penn State, the Nittany Lions will pay Franklin $49 million to not coach their football team. ALCS last night began Game 1, Mariners and Blue Jays. It was a big stage for the Big Dumper.
High drive right field. Cal Raleigh has connected and tied the game in the sixth.
Joe Davis with the call on Fox. Cal Raleigh, second of the postseason, 62nd of the year. Got the Mariners moving. Seattle goes on to beat the Jays 3-1. They take a 1-0 series lead. NASCAR Cup Series was in Vegas last night.
Well, he's going to get win number 60. He's won in Vegas before, but maybe this is the most important win. Denny Hamlin is going to Phoenix.
The 44-year-old Hamlin, often considered the greatest NASCAR driver to have never won a cup title, going to Phoenix to try to flip that script. WNBA season is over. The Las Vegas Aces win their third title in 4 years. The Aces won 25 of their last 28 regular season games. High school football over the weekend, Baltimore County action. Towson with five touchdowns from Omari Roll, 51-14 over Lock Raven. Dundalk beat Parkville 21-14, and Franklin shuts out Catonsville 35-0. MIAA action, number two Archbishop Spalding crushes Concordia 49-10, fourth-ranked Calvert Hall over number three McDonough 28-21. Baltimore City, Dunbar Blank City 54-0, and a couple of big Anne Arundel County tilts. Severna Park upsets 11th-ranked Old Mill 17-14, number 13 Arundel over Glen Burnie 34-13. Happy birthday today to Jerry Rice, born on this day, October 13, 1962, making the greatest receiver in NFL history 63 years old today. Pat Day, the Hall of Fame jockey, five-time Preakness winner, born in 1953. And Nancy Why Me Kerrigan, figure skater, assault victim from Tonya Harding, and the aptly named Jeff Galluli, born on this day in 1969. And on this day in baseball history, take you back 54 years, October 13, 1971. The first World Series night game, O's and Pirates. Unfortunately, we remember it well. It was a 4-1 win for Pittsburgh. Game. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the verdict is in. Casey and company cannot pick football games.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's actually getting a little embarrassing for all of us, Sean.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I mean, it's a topsy-turvy league. Okay, I get
it
that.
Is.
But, I mean, yesterday, okay, so we got one game tonight, Bills and Falcons. But other than that, we were 1-2. The only game we picked correctly was the Rams.
Over the Ravens, yeah.
We lost on the Pat Saints. All of us lost on the Lions Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say.
It's hard to predict which team's going to show up from week to week now.
I know. Should we just... We can't bag it. We just got to regroup. We got to dwell
maybe,
in our embarrassment.
Maybe somebody else should be picking the games.
Shouldn't we get a bye?
We should get a bye.
And maybe we'll make some changes.
There. We'll just stick to it. You know, it's just like, I think it's a service. I think what we end up picking, people will pick the opposite.
Yeah.
And therefore, they'll do well.
That's the ticket.
Do better than
Thanks,
we do.
Sean.
Hey, I just have one question here, because I played football, and I'm never at the professional level. I don't understand one thing. I do. The coaches are getting a lot of pushback from the fans. But to me, this entire offense was built around Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Cooper Rush is not a fit for this offense. So it seems like Huntley would have been much better. He may not have the arm, he's a running quarterback. And they were moving the ball with Derrick Henry in the first quarter. So I don't get, you have a pocket passer now in an offense which is built around a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, I think, they paid him $9 million. To come here over 2 years. I don't know how much of it's guaranteed. I think that's probably the issue, is they wanted to see, they paid him $9 million.
Right.
You gotta play the guy, but you're absolutely right. The offense has looked absolutely lost in the last 2 weeks. Only 13 points scored under Rush. Now, they didn't score anything under Huntley, but they did move the football.
They did move the football. Well, they moved it with Rush, too.
Early on.
But they turned the ball over, so.
And you know, that's not a lot of Rush's fault. He threw for 72 yards yesterday, but Flowers put the ball on the carpet
twice. Yeah.
So.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. It's 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Maryland leaders reacting to Channel 7 out of Washington reporting that the Maryland Department of Health was paying for immigration lawyers to assist as many as 140 illegal aliens currently being held in state psychiatric hospitals under court-ordered treatment. The patients are in state psychiatric hospitals as hundreds of citizens with, or non-citizens, I should say, are now being put in these beds in these hospitals when citizens with mental illnesses are waiting in jails across the state because all the state hospital beds are full. So you got a double whammy here. Number one, if you got somebody that's in this country illegally, why are we paying for their treatment in a state psychiatric hospital? Why are tax dollars going to that? And number two, why aren't they just deported immediately? Send them back to Mexico, Venezuela, wherever, Honduras, El Salvador, and let them get treatment in their home countries. We don't keep crazies. And then when they are eventually released from the hospital, what happens then? Well, we have Maryland taxpayer dollars paying for their immigration lawyers who then are fighting to keep them in the country. Stop me if I'm wrong. Is this insanity? This is lunacy. Even Governor Moore kind of questioned it a little bit yesterday.
Trust me, as we came on and we learned that this has been something that's been going on since 2021, of course, it even raised questions with us.
Is it good with you to be spending Maryland tax dollars on immigration lawyers? Is it good?
Yeah.
This is the Maryland Health Department, not the Attorney General, not the public defender, but this is the Maryland Department of Health spending tax dollars on lawyers for those in the country illegally.
Well, my number one priority is public safety. Is we have to make sure that people are safe in their communities, in their neighborhoods, and when we're talking about two basic realities. One is I have to prioritize, and I always will prioritize public safety. The second thing is that we follow the law. And so if the law is what the law is, we have to make sure as a state that we are following it.
Yeah, like you followed it on so many other applications of the law. But here's the point. If these people are being ordered to go undergo psychiatric evaluation and or treatment at state hospitals, how do we know when they're released that they're well? We don't. And then you have law-abiding, well, not law-abiding because if they're in jail, but you have citizens here in the United States that now are in jails. They can't go to the psychiatric hospitals because they're being filled with illegal aliens. Again, it's off the charts. But Governor Moore did say that we got to take care of them because they're illegals, regardless of their status.
When we came on board, when we saw the type of backlog that is this, so speeding up that process, regardless of status, is something that we really wanted to make sure that we're doing.
Yeah, but speeding up the process doesn't mean you let people out of state psychiatric hospitals prematurely. Or what they should do, they should pick them up at the front door. Once they've been released, pick them up at the front door and then take them immediately to Aravalo at BWI and send them home. 8:43 traffic weather on the freeze with the update once again. The king of all traffic, Chuck Labonte Whitaker.
I thought you were talking to me for a minute. It scared me.
No.
I came in on the end of that.
No.
Pick him up and send him home.
We send you home, you'd be in Irvington.
Yeah, that's true. I'd be out there in Frederick Avenue selling newspapers like I used to.
Oh, those are the good old days.
Oh, yes, they were. There's a little light rain at the Bay Bridge. We can see right before we get on the bridge, a little area there. We can see the trees and the wind's blowing pretty good. There were some advisories earlier, but I don't see any box trucks or anything staying off of unless they were empty. Of course, they might advise you for that because of the crosswinds. But it looks like we're okay with some light rain through there. But it's open all the way across towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. And no backup this morning. We're clear right now with the moderate traffic at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy with rain on and off throughout the day today. Strong winds, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow will be dry, breezy, mostly cloudy. Temperatures back up into the 70s. And right now we're looking at, maybe a chance of some light rain in the next hour. We're mostly cloudy, 58 in the city, 56 in Bel Air. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some.
Thank you. Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. A 10-year-old girl in Texas had to do the Heimlich on her 7-year-old brother to save his life because he was choking. He was eating candy while he was jumping on the trampoline in their backyard when he began choking. And here's his mom, here's their mom, Heather, talking about her daughter saving her son's life.
It was a hard watch. Much as it hurts my heart to watch, gosh, I'm just so proud of her. Logan has swore he will never be on the trampoline with a piece of candy again. I'm so proud of my kid. She's always been an exceptional kid. She is one of those kids that she's just so mature for her age. My only message to any other moms or dads or anyone responsible for a child out there is not to underestimate them because of their age.
Yeah, you should. Two things, and this is just a side note. You should learn the Heimlich. You should know how to do it. There's also a little suction device that they have that you can keep in the kitchen or in the dining room, whatever, that you can, it will help pull that obstructed piece of food out of someone's throat while they're choking and cutting off their airway. I had to use it on my son years ago when he was younger, my youngest son. I'm telling you, learn the Heimlich, because you never, ever know when you're going to need it or have one of those devices readily available. All right, that's our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4. Close Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
Due to the president's speech today from the Israeli Knesset, we didn't get a lot of our stories that we wanted to share with you, but we'll have them for you tomorrow. Is MTG starting to turn on President Trump? We have some audio that we'll share with you for that. Benny Johnson's presser on Friday, where once again we have violent radical leftists threatening him. A person has been arrested. We have Chuck Schumer and others with incredible things they've said. The violent rhetoric continues in the Democrat Party. Meanwhile, we have J.B. Pritzker. It's a big joke to him, see, the National Guard coming to Chicago, where his city is beset with crime and murder and shootings and rapes and stabbings, etc. So Kimmel did a bit last, I think it was Thursday night. You had J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, wearing a body armor, wearing a bulletproof vest. Well, he pretended to report from a peaceful, air quotes, Chicago.
This is J.B. Pritzker reporting from war-torn Chicago. As you can see, there's utter mayhem and chaos on the ground. It's quite disturbing. The Milwaukee Brewers have come in to attack our Chicago Cubs. We've seen people being forced to eat hot dogs with ketchup on them. And our deep dish pizza, well, has gone shallow. So it's a challenge to survive here in the city of Chicago, but there's no hellscape that I'd rather be in.
Well, that may have been marginally funny to some, almost as funny as Tina Fey posing as Christy Noem and Amy Poehler coming back as Pam Bundy on the cold open of Saturday Night Live, which to me was just boring. But anyway, back to Pritzker is there mocking the president, mocking the deployment of the National Guard to a city where he's had 1,500 shootings so far this year and 275 murders. Okay? Think about that for just a second. 1,500 people have been shot. 275 people have been murdered in Chicago. And he thinks it's funny. You know, he's wearing this thing. He's mocking Trump, mocking the National Guard. Then you got people like Governor Westmore and Anthony Brown. Westmore, who's vice chair of the National Governors Association, announced that he would lead a coalition of 24 governors and attorneys general in support of Oregon's legal challenge against the attempts to deploy the National Guard for civil law enforcement there. The Attorney General Anthony Brown said, quote, President Trump has now deployed the National Guard 4 times in 4 months to cities where local police are fully capable of maintaining law and order. pause. No disrespect to the police, but they're overwhelmed, they're understaffed, and we wouldn't have major crime in our cities if they were fully capable of maintaining law and order. Brown went on to say these deployments are about politics, not public safety. Maryland stands with Oregon because the Trump administration's repeated blah, blah, blah. And then went on to say by calling forth troops when there's no invasion to repel, no rebellion to suppress, when the state and local law enforcement are fully able to execute the law. Well, there was an invasion. There were 15 to 20 million illegals that were led into this country during the Biden years, and the rebellion, meet Antifa, BLM, and the rest of the radical, violent leftists who are shooting our president, that are assassinating Charlie Kirk, and tried to go and assassinate Benny Johnson recently. It's 8:50. You're on the on Casey and Company here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your projects, our experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
For the perfect shooting experience, come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's five sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just one session. Taking college tests. And sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's some rain showers around the area, and where we're getting the rain, especially on the Beltway, it's slowed up again. Interloop towards Green Spring to the JFX and the west side, I-70 through Frederick Road. But right at Route 40, it starts to get a little bit better there. And then after Frederick Road, it's clear. So some areas are getting some rain. Even 895 had another shower. But right now, both the tunnels are clear and no delays there. But just be prepared. There's still some of that rain from the storm going by on the East Coast and some of the areas on Coastal Highway and down in Delaware and also the Lower Eastern Shore still have some flooding, so you need to be prepared for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today. Cloudy, rain intermittent throughout the day today, of course, and evening. Strong winds, upper 50s. Tomorrow it begins to dry out, breezy, and warm it up to the 70s. Right now we're 55 in Forest Hill, 57 in Middle River. And Kim Klasick Live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Oh, historic day.
I know.
History
Everybody's
in
hearing?
The making.
I know. You know what? I was listening. Thank you for carrying the presser live. live there, I was listening to President Trump, and before they introduced him, they called him His Excellency. I knew he was. I didn't get to see his face, but I imagine he was smiling ear to ear.
Well, he had received a standing ovation earlier in the session, and he got up and walked back and forth a little bit, and it was very gracious in that. But then, of course, a baby speech was very, very long.
Yeah.
He hit all the right notes, and I'm telling you, this is hopefully we have a lasting, sustainable peace. This is only phase one.
Yeah.
But I do think that he and his administrative team are committed to making this. And the fact that you've got these Arab nations on board, is really going to be the game changer this time.
Absolutely. And the fact that all the hostages that are alive have been released, and now they're going to go in, I'm sure, and find the others. So, in my mind, Hamas no longer has any leverage at this point. So I would imagine that this is really...
No, they were trying. Yes, they were going around executing rival factions and people that were going to cause them trouble. But it's only a matter of time because I think everybody is now committed to making sure that this one lasts.
Yeah. What are the anti-Trumpers going to say today?
Yeah, what are they going to say? What are the protesters going to... Where are all the pro-Palestinian types going to go at our college university campuses? I guess Mom Downey will figure something out.
Yeah, they'll figure something out. But I also wanted to note, I know you might have saw it, John Legend is saying,
yes,
a singer. Saying,
Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, that Trump deserves it. I thought that was interesting. He changed his tune. But I think a lot of people do believe that. And they're coming around. So anyways, of course, we're going to talk about that. Another shooting in Dundalk. Car stolen from a parking garage. Drove it right out of the downtown parking garage by CFG Arena. Not sure how that happened, honestly. Yeah. I mean, when you park in a parking garage, you would think that your car is somewhat safe in there. Not anymore in Baltimore City. So we're going to talk about that. Also, Brandon Herrera, he's running in Texas CD23. He's considered the AK guy on social media. So he's very popular. But he's a licensed firearm manufacturer, Second Amendment absolutist. But the redistricting, I think, has helped District 23 down there as well. So we'll talk to him around 11 o'clock. And then, of course, the reality stars... And Carroll County.
No.
I watched that show, Real Housewives of Potomac. And so to find out that Wendy Osefa...
How are you a Real Housewife of Potomac if you're not living in Potomac?
You know what? And I love the fact how Sheriff DeWeese, did you see the shade there? He's like, it's an hour away from Potomac. But, this insurance fraud scam. And I love the fact that Haven Shoemaker pointed out that this affects everyone. Because there were some people wondering why they were going after them so hard. Yeah, it's insurance fraud. It affects everyone. And everyone's premium.
Absolutely. Whether it's Tish James in New York or whether it's a Real Housewife, whatever, when you commit mortgage fraud, it does drive up everybody's premiums for homeowners insurance and private mortgage insurance has to go up in order to keep with it. So, again, there's, if companies have to take the hit, then they're not going to be in business for long.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about that as well.
All right. Very good. Kim Klasick live up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Don't forget, tomorrow on the program... we're going to take a look at what MTG said, there are some people that believe, like Laura Loomer, that she's flipped on the president. There are others that believe this is an attempt to split MAGA in two, so we'll take a look at that. Also, the more Democrat violent rhetoric, they just won't give it up. And you're going to be shocked. I'm going to share a poll with you tomorrow that will maybe it won't shock you. Maybe you won't be stunned by what the Democrats are saying, what they're capable of. But I'll have all that details tomorrow. And then on Wednesday's program, we're going to be joined by an individual. They're tracking the money and the funding of Antifa. Who's paying for all of this domestic violence? And we've got names and organizations, and we're going to name names. That's on Wednesday's program. Here on Casey and Company. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, they were great companies apart. So imagine when they joined together, what that makes them. And that's exactly what has happened. Both companies been in business for over half a century. And really, it's about time that these two premier transmission service companies have teamed up for the greater good. Whether it's new, used, rebuilt, remanufactured tranny, or for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get that same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing available. So here are the phone numbers. Call Glenn Burney, 410-766-8500. or gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. And Glenbury Transmissions and Jim Jennings, really, they are the best transmissions team in Baltimore. If you miss those numbers, you can always go to WCBM.com and look under our Buy Local category and get our local advertisers' addresses and numbers and internet websites, etc. All right, thanks for joining us here this morning on this historic peacemaking day. Back tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.